Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. VNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. VNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call VNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
And floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We're here to educate, to inspire, to help you build confidence because we know you can do it yourself. Or maybe you need to hire a pro, and we can help you with that as well by telling you what you need to ask for to make sure you get the right pro to get the job done right the very first time. But it all starts with you. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're working on. We want to know how we can help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us would be to call us directly at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question, and we'll get back to you during our next show. Coming up on today's program, though, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is building backyard decks. It's a great way to increase your home's living space, and building a backyard deck can be a do-it-yourself project. So we're going to share tips to help you decide if it's one you want to do yourself or hire a pro.
And the spring weather might be sending a lot of rain your way, but if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden very happily hydrated well into summer's dry spells. We're going to show you how.
And one of the most overlooked appliances in your home has much to do with the quality of air you breathe and the amount of cleaning you need to do. Any guesses? Well, we're going to tell you what that is and how to keep it running at peak efficiency in just a bit.
But first, do you love your home? But sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for all those home improvements and repairs? Yeah, we get it. Truly, if I had all the money in the world, I would just keep renovating. It's so funny how all I ever want to do is home improvement projects. So we get it, and we can help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
You know what I call those people that just keep renovating until there's nothing left to renovate? Serial renovators.
Yes, that is me.
But first, we are here to take your questions. So reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to West Virginia, we've got Patricia on the line who's dealing with a floor drain clog. What is going on?
The drain is filled with dead, what I think are bugs and worms because I've caught them on glue traps coming in the corner of the garage. It has a little grid on top. And it's cemented in, so I can't put anything big down there. I've probably only got a little over a fourth of an inch in each little space.
So you're talking about a drain, a floor drain from the garage?
Yes.
And where does it drain to? What does it do with the water that it collects? Do you know where it ends up?
Yes, it just runs out into the side yard.
So as long as you have access to that from the side yard, you should be able to run a drain snake up that. Now, I say you, but given the distance, you're probably going to need a drain cleaning company like a like your Roto-Rooter or a Mr. Rooter type of a service to do that because it's a long way. It's possible you could also rent a hand snake from a rental company and do it yourself, not the motorized kind, but there's a manual type of snake. And it seems unusual that you can't get that that grate off. That would be very helpful. But if you can't get it off, you might be able to use a shop vac right on top of it and sort of suck up whatever leaves or debris are right under that grate, and you might be able to sort of, you know, get some of it loose that way. You may have to stick like a probe down there and loosen it up if it's kind of caked, but you could use a vacuum to kind of suck up on that and hopefully pull some of it out. But if it's really clogged in the pipe, the only way to fix that is with a drain cleaning snake. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and I didn't think about doing it from the outside, so that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
All right.
All right, we've got Carl on the line who's looking for a new water heater, trying to step things up over there. What's going on?
I'm interested in electric heat pump water heater, and I haven't found any information about how it affects the climate in the house. If I put one in my basement, which is uninhabited, will it cool down my basement? Will I need to put some insulation between my basement and my living quarters due to the coolness of the air?
So, Carl, I don't think that installing a heat pump water heater, which is the most efficient type of electric water heater, is going to have any effect whatsoever on your basement in your particular description. You know, basically, the heat pump water heater takes some air in. It has a small fan. It takes air in from the top of the unit, usually blows it out the side. It doesn't heat or chill that air. I think you may be confusing the role of a heat pump in terms of an HVAC system that will supply warm air or cold air to warm or cool your house, the kind that has a compressor outside. Heat pumps are all self-contained, and they will have no effect on the room temperature, but they are going to have a big effect on your utility bills. And right now, there's lots of great rebates for them, I think up to around $1,000. So you'll find that the prices have come down on them, the rebates have gone up, and I think it's a really smart move and a good way to get away from an electric water heater, which, let's face it, that is the most expensive way ever to heat your water. Heat pump's a much better choice.
All right, now we're going to talk grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky with Nicole. Tell us what's going on.
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
You know, as much as we love to suggest very natural cleaners like lemon juice, when it comes to really dingy grout, it's just not going to cut it. So, Leslie, I'm thinking this is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which is called a grout stripper. That is probably the best material that will really strip into that sort of dinginess and try to get it out. You know, I had recently needed to re-grout a shower, and I found, and it also had gotten quite dingy, and then I found no matter how hard we cleaned it, we just couldn't get it white again. So what I did is I used the grout saw and kind of scraped away most of that old grout and then regrouted it. And once again, it looks bright. But I found you never can get it quite as bright as the day it was put in. What's your experience been?
It's just tough to keep white grout looking white and bright because you use the space. There's water, there's product, there's all kinds of things. And the grout, when not sealed, is just so porous. So, you know, you're right. Grout cleaner is definitely the place to start. A grout stripper, that's the more aggressive of the two. But with Tom, with the grout stripper, does it take away such a significant layer that you need to reapply any grout, or is it just a little bit so that you can still work with it and then seal?
No, it's a little, right? It doesn't really disintegrate the grout, but it does tend to allow you to get below that first surface of it to get it back to white. You know, we could avoid all of this if we just create a grout color called dingy. And then you'd never, ever have to clean your grout, you know?
Oh, I would like the dingy grout, please.
It's pre-stained.
That's wonderful. Could you imagine bringing home that little stick that
Perfect.
Looks like dirty?
It's like you know, pre-washed jeans.
Oh, thank you.
Have that little fade to it. And you pay more for it, by the way.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this wonderful weekend? We are soon to be inundated with beautiful spring weather, so maybe you're ready to increase your home's outdoor living space with a deck. We're going to share some tips for planning the best design when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of home improver are you guys? Do you hire somebody? Do you do it yourself? Do you ask people to come help and then you suddenly run out and go get more supplies or pizza? We don't judge. Whatever it is, get
leave.
Those projects. That's what I'm saying. You're like, hey, help me with this, but I'm going to go pick up lunch for the next 3 hours. Well, whatever it is, guys, however you like to get those projects done, we are here to lend a hand, and we love to share our knowledge. So check out the Money Pit podcast. You can join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading to Little Rock, Arkansas, where we've got Randy on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I've got an older bathroom, and I want to take the tub out and shower kit and install a more of a handicap-type shower kit.
Okay.
I'm getting about 60 years old, so I want to kind of go ahead and make it handicapped.
Prepare for the future, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Have something to hold on to anyway, you know.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, there are prefabricated, accessible one-piece shower unit designs that are a possibility. But if you want to build something that's maybe a little more customized, a little nicer, maybe you want to have a built-in bench and do it with tile, I would tell you to take a look at Schluter Systems. Now, Schluter is a company that makes a whole host of tile underlayments, and they have a system that's called Kerdy, K E K-E-R-D-I. And the Kerdi system has components for every piece of that shower assembly, and it's designed to basically go together so that you don't have any leakage whatsoever. Once it's all installed, then you basically tile over top of the whole thing. And the part that really is where the sort of the rubber meets the road when it comes to water integrity are all of those different types of seams and the shower pans and such. And with the Kerdi system, that's all eliminated. It's all built in together so it works well together. So take a look at Schluter Systems, and in particular their line of products called Kerdi. And I think you'll find a system there that will give you everything that you need to accomplish this as quickly and easily as possible. And you'll also have something that just will not leak, and it will be there for the ages.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll sure take a look at that.
All right, Randy. Good luck with that project.
Thanks a lot.
Now we've got Debbie from Delaware on the line who's got a question about some smoke smell and some paint and popcorn ceiling. What's going on?
When I bought the house I'm in, it has like a popcorn ceiling. And the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the walls, and you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's from the sides where it meets the vertical walls. It's pulling away. And I didn't know what would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off, or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment. I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling, sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering properly, it's separating, you obviously have to scrape the rest of that off. There's no, I mean, not necessarily the entire ceiling, but you have to get rid of the loose stuff because you're not going to be able to reseal it. Now, once you do that, there is a type of popcorn repair product that comes in like an aerosol can. And you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and everything that's in that area. But you can spray it and restore the sort of the gap where you took off the old sort of loose popcorn. Now, it's going to be a different color. So then that would have to be followed by painting of the popcorn ceiling, which is not a pleasant project, but it can be done. You need a very thick roller. It's going to have slits in it. It's a special kind of roller. It has, like, slices in it.
Okay.
And uses a lot of paint, and then you sort of just start to work that room one side to the other, and you can repaint that ceiling. Most people don't really like popcorn ceiling anymore, but if you're kind of stuck with it.
No, I don't. I really don't like it. No.
You could remove it. I mean, that's another job. You can scrape it off, and then what you have to do is prime the ceiling. And then once you prime it, you can paint it. But I would recommend that you use a flat paint. Don't use like a ceiling paint. Use a flat paint. It's really important because even though you do a good job scraping off the old popcorn, you're going to find that the ceiling is still a little uneven underneath that old popcorn in the drywall. And if you paint with anything that's got any kind of a sheen, it'll show, and you'll see the bumps and sort of the warts in the wall. But if you scrape it off and prime it, then paint it with a flat paint, it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, at least for considerably more than half of the year. I mean, truly, depending on what part of the country you call home, maybe this could be an extra room all year round. But that said, adding or even replacing a backyard deck does require some planning and some skill to pull it off, which begs this question, should I do this myself or do I hire somebody? So let's weigh the pros and cons of each here.
Now, first, if you do it yourself, you definitely stand to save just by virtue of the labor cost, right? But building your backyard deck, it could eat up a number of weekends, especially depending on how quickly you work. Also, that DIY option, well, it might be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple square or rectangular deck. But things kind of get dicey if you choose a more complicated, especially multi-level deck design.
Yeah, so now if you're hiring a pro, this is definitely going to result in a pricier deck since, I mean, I get it, you're paying for the labor there. But on the plus side, a professional contractor, at least somebody who's reliable, is likely to finish that project much faster than you're going to do it. Sorry to, you know, break that news to you, but somebody who knows what they're doing and does this often is going to do it a heck of a lot quicker than you can. I mean, and the pros that you hire, they're also going to take care of all of the permitting process. They're going to know what's up to code, what isn't. So all of this is going to ensure that your new deck is going to be A-OK with that city inspector, because you do need to get these projects inspected when they're done.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because although some of you may not love the idea of having to shell out extra money and take the time to obtain a permit, not to mention having to pass an inspection by your local building inspector, but you will be glad you did in the end. Trust me, not only will you be confident your new deck is safe, you won't have to worry about problems or questions concerning that addition from your homeowner's insurance provider or from future potential buyers. I've been on home inspections where decks were constructed without permits, and the building inspectors made them tear it down before they could get a CO and sell that house. So important to make sure you have a permit when one is required.
Heading over to Mississippi, where Carl is taking on a decking project. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm telling you, I've had this problem with a deck for some years where I would replace the board and stain it and cover it up, seal it up good, and yet I seem to have boards that still kind of rot on me. So I was toying with the idea of using a material that I see advertised called a Trex board or something similar to that.
Yep.
How much maintenance do I have to face with that?
Yeah, Trex decking is great. It's a composite, which means it's made out of plastics and other materials. It's super durable. It's not going to rot or twist or warp like an organic material would, like regular wood. It requires really little maintenance. I mean, you do have to clean it every so often just because it does get yucky from the elements outside. It does get hot in the sun, so keep that in mind. And there's a variety of price points. Now, the lower end of the price point, I think, is like a solid single color, and I think there's only two color options. I remember like a gray and a brown. One side has like a smoother texture. The other side has more of a heavy wood grain look to it. And then, of course, the higher price point and, you know, look like a variety of wood types and are really beautiful. Tom and I both actually have it. I have mine in a screened-in porch and the steps leading out to the yard. And it's been fantastic. I mean, it looks great. It lasts a long time. I mean, I've really had to do nothing to it. And I think the 12 years, something like that, that I've had it.
How difficult is the installation?
It's not terribly difficult. There are special screws that are designed to use with a composite that are, they sort of have like a drill bit sort of body to them so that they sort of cut their way in. Otherwise, you get like a mushroom that comes up when you drill into it in terms of the plastic. But they're pretty easy, and they're also, and it's not just Trex. There are many types of composite decking out there. Some of them have hidden fastening systems so you don't even see the fasteners. So if you just look into this whole category of composite decking, I think you'll find a solution there. With most decks, you can remove the decking board itself. You keep the structure, so you keep the framing that supports the floor. I would probably replace the railing, too, so that everything you see is going to be composite now. I call that sort of a deck-over project. As Leslie mentioned, there's a little bit of maintenance, especially if you're in an area like Mississippi where it gets warm and moist. You may have some algae that grows on it, but you can clean that. But again, it will do so without causing any structural damage to that board whatsoever.
And that'll still hold the weight like anything, like a 2x6.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Sounds like a great product. I'll go get some and get to work.
All right, Carl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit this hour. When it rains, it pours, you guys. And you know what? A lot of people have been seeing a lot of rain this spring system. So maybe you start thinking about a rainwater collection system for your house. You can use all those downpours to help you hydrate your yard during those summer dry spells. We're going to share some tips on this project next. 888-MONEYPIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out and help yourself first, though, by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. So, Leslie, according to Jay the Mom and I quote, Money Pit is a must-listen podcast, at least for me. I'm all about DIY. There are many components to owning a home or helping someone else with theirs. Very, very nice review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you very much, Jay the Mom. We really appreciate those reviews. It makes it possible to do what we do. So thank you so much for taking the time. It really does mean a lot to us. So thank you again.
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. We appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite, okay. But we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so and we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And, I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble. But none of us wanted the maintenance of marble, so we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous. It's durable. It's stain-resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it, and we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And, I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing. But I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite. But there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank
all
you
right.
Both so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
Well, spring is here, and it could be sending a lot of rain your way. But if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use all of those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into the summer's dry spells. So, Tom, I mean, this really is a great way to water the yard all summer long when it's super hot without ever having to turn on the hose, right?
Well, right, yeah. And installing a rain barrel is really not that difficult. First of all, they come in all different sizes. But let's say you want to do one that's like an average size of like, I don't know, maybe like a 55-gallon drum size. Well, you've got to put something down first to support it because, remember, water is super heavy. So normally you put down some solid concrete blocks under it, maybe just a couple of them thick, and make sure it's really, really level. Then you'd set the rain barrel on top of that, and you want to make sure that the spigot is actually facing the garden. And then you attach a water diverter to the downspout elbow. That basically diverts the rainwater from the downspout directly into that barrel. Now you've got to distribute the water. So to do that, you simply attach a soaker hose to a spigot on the barrel, and then you run that hose up and around each plant in the garden. You can cover it with some mulch, and you'll be totally good to go. So not difficult at all to do, and very, very cost-effective because you're saving water at the same time.
Now, where can you find these rain barrels? I mean, there must be specialized ones out there. So where do you go? Where do you find them?
Yeah, you know, you're not going to find it in the aisle of Home Center, but you will find them online. There's a lot of landscape suppliers that do that. And by the way, there are folks that are watering a lot more than a garden with rain barrels. In fact, there are collapsible types that are like large and flat, And I've seen them under decks or in crawl spaces. They can hold 700-800 gallons of water or even more, basically just by taking advantage of all of the rain and storing it until it's needed. So it's a real good option. They're out there, something to think about, especially if you're in an area of the country that's challenged by a lot of droughts in the summer.
All right, I love this idea. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. One of the most overlooked appliances in your house, guys, has much to do with the quality of the air that you breathe and the amount of cleaning you need to do. You're like, what is this magical appliance? What is it? Exactly, it's overlooked. We're going to tell you what it is, all coming up next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Are you planning a decor project? Maybe you're remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom? Perhaps you've got a leak, a squeak, something that needs fixing? Well, whatever it is, we here at The Money Pit, we're here for you every step of the way. So listen to The Money Pit podcast. You can get it at moneypit.com. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so lots of projects that you can tackle.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Jim in Washington's on the line and needs some help with an egress window. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a window in my basement that I need to replace with an egress window.
Okay.
And there's plenty of square footage in the opening in the concrete wall, but my window will be 54 inches off the floor, mm-hmm. which is a little bit more than the 44 that's required off the finished floor. And I was just trying to figure out what my options were.
So your problem is that in the basement it's going to be 54 inches off the floor?
Yes.
Why are you putting it up so high? Is it because of the grade outside or the conditions outside?
That's initially, I think that's why they put it up so high.
Well, listen, you're not going to achieve an escape window if it's that high. I think what you need to do is look outside, and let's talk about some of the options there. The Bilco company, B-I-L-C-O, you know, kind of famous for the Bilco door. That's that sort of metal slanty door that covers a lot of basement doors. They have two products that are actually very efficient, very functional, and one of them is actually particularly good looking. One's called a stack well, and it's an egress window well. Basically, it's a very deep window well, very wide, that has a ladder built into it. So you don't really see the ladder unless you're inside looking out, but you basically can go through the window, grab the ladder, and then kind of climb up. And the other one's called a scape well, as in an escape well. And that one's kind of cool because it has a planter design. It's like a terraced kind of look to it, and that's going to take up a little bit bigger room outside, but it's designed to do the same thing. It enables you to basically have that window at the proper height, and then if you had to go through it in the event of a fire, you would easily be able to climb up out of that scape well. So I would take a look at those products from Bilco. I'm sure there may be others that make it. I just happen to be familiar with those. I've seen them at the trade shows, and they are pretty cool looking. If I needed one, I'd definitely buy it.
Okay. Is there any option like building a step inside to bring you up to a...
I mean, you probably could do that, but you know, why would you want to have an extra step in the floor? You know, that's just going to take away from the square footage.
You know, I've seen similar to climbing out of a pool, sort of indentations where your feet would go in to get a foothold to climb up. I've seen that built into a wall when you have a similar situation, and then you climb into that egress window, and then you climb out as well. You know, that's a good solution if you need it, but then you have to worry about the ability of somebody who might be in the space and the ability to climb out.
Stack well. An escape well.
Yep. Yeah, take a look at those Bilco products, and I think you may find a solution right there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, one of the most overlooked appliances in your home has much to do with the quality of air you breathe and the amount of cleaning you do. And that appliance is your vent fan. See, I know you were thinking, no.
I was thinking something else, maybe.
Exactly. Nope, it's your vent fans. It really is.
Well, you know what? Vent fans, they're really great for helping you reduce the humidity in your house. It reduces odors, pollutants, water damage in areas with a lot of moisture, like a kitchen or a bathroom. So they really are super helpful. And if they're installed properly, those vent fans will pull air from your kitchen or bathroom directly to the outdoors. And that takes all of that extra moisture and pollutants right outside with it. Now, in the bathroom, a vent fan helps reduce the incidence of mildew and mold growth and other water damage, so that does mean less cleaning. And in the kitchen, this is going to help remove those odors and pollutants that you make while you're cooking all of your fantastic meals for your family.
So next time you take a shower or you fill the tub or you cook on the stove, run your fan, please. You should typically run the fan in your bathroom for about 10 to 15 minutes after you're done with a shower, right? Because that's when all the moisture is sort of hanging out and condensing on the walls, and that's when you get the mold and mildew growth to start setting in. Now, an easy way to do that is simply to connect it to a humidistat, which will keep it running just as long as that moisture is in the air. Once it's gone, the fan will stop automatically.
Yeah, and now when it comes to your kitchen exhaust fan, you should really be running that whenever you're cooking on the stovetop. And remember that vent fans exhaust moisture to the outside are definitely preferred over those recirculating fans that are only going to help manage odors. But I get it. Depending on the location of your cooking area, sometimes you just have to have the recirculating one. But definitely put in every effort to vent those outside.
Yeah, and regardless of whether they vent in or out, there's grease screens, remember, in those vent fans in the kitchen. So you need to change those as well as the filters about every 6 months. Sometimes you can take the grease screens out and just pop them in the dishwasher. It doesn't have to be hard. And the filters are often charcoal and easily replaceable.
Diane in Minnesota has got a steamy bathroom. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, the exhaust fan. It just does not seem to take the steam out of the bathroom at all. It just doesn't work for some reason.
Well, where is the exhaust fan mounted? It's on the ceiling and goes into an attic. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in the ceiling. I just live in an apartment, so I'm not exactly sure where it goes.
Okay, well, see, that would be a good place to start because you want to make sure when you turn on an exhaust fan that you can see it actually exhaust somewhere. And generally, it's going to be a vent outside the building somewhere, and you can turn on the exhaust fan and see that vent open. So you need to figure out, or if it's an apartment, you need to have a super figure out where it's exhausting because it could be obstructed, it could be crushed, it could be blocked, it could be terminated. There could be a lot of things wrong with it. And the other thing that you might want to think about, and you may or may not want to do this because it's an apartment and not a condominium that you own, but there's a different type of exhaust fan that's out now. Brone and Newtone make it, same company. It's called Ultra. And what's cool about it is it has a moisture-sensing switch built into it, a humidistat, so it runs whenever the room gets moist. So you can kind of set it and forget it, and you take a shower, it'll just stay on until all the moisture is evacuated out of the room and then go off again.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Diane, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. When we come back, we're helping out Mike, who's taking on a big bathroom renovation project. So we're going to share some tips for a leak-free one when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationships. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
For details.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the handy little blue microphone button. You can record your question. We will get it right away. We will call you back as soon as we can. You'll probably hear yourself in the next show. So go ahead and do that with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Mike in California wrote into Team Money Pit looking for a recommendation for underneath the shower walls and floor. He says, what do you recommend for shower wall replacement? The old shower material has been removed and we're down to the studs. All right, this is a big bathroom reno project. I love it.
Yeah, it really is. I'll tell you what, there's a couple of ways to go with this. If you're going to sort of build this like the way we used to do it many, many years ago, where we would put up a wall board and then we would put tile on and we'd use all sorts of sealants and stuff. I mean, that's one way to do it. But the Schluter company has a system that I think is really smart called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I or K-R-D-I. And with this Kerdi system, it's kind of modular. So it fits on all sorts of different shower sizes. And you put in the pan, and then the walls like lock into the pan. And if you want to make sure your floor of the bathroom is waterproof, there's a system for that. If you want like a bench in a shower, there's a system for that. And they're all different components you buy and assemble together. And once you get in there, it is absolutely 110% waterproof. You can cover it with anything you want. But I really like that Kerdi system. So I would encourage you to take a look at that. Because I'll tell you, the weakest link is the pan, right? And if the pan cracks or it leaks in any way, you got to do a lot of work to replace that. So I would make sure I get that right the first time.
All right. Good tips there. Good luck, Mike. Now we've got Ed who asks, what's the best weatherproof caulking for windows?
You know, for exterior caulking, I prefer silicone. It's a little harder to work with because you can't use your favorite trowel, which in my case is my finger. to smooth it because it gets kind of sticky and gooey. But there is a trick. You could use dish soap on your hand first. And if you wet your fingers down with a little bit of dish soap, it does actually slide across the caulk. So if you're trying to get a nice, neat bead between, like, the caulk and the door trim and the siding or something like that, you can do that. But I also say that less is more when it comes to caulk. Don't overdo it. But the reason I like silicone is because it lasts longer. I mean, you usually get 10, 15 years out of silicone. A good quality silicone. So that's my advice, silicone.
Yeah, and these are generally things you want to do once and not have to do for a long, long time because, you know, windows sometimes require ladders to work on.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending this part of your spring day with us. Yeah, I'm going to say spring because it feels like spring in my area. I don't know if it's officially spring or not, but it certainly does feel that way. I think spring's like maybe next week officially.
It's
or maybe
the 21st. Stop rushing
okay, so,
my
yeah.
ski season.
I'm sorry. I just want to get to spring. Leslie, I know you love skiing. But
every
you can ski in the spring, right?
I do.
It's a little
and
soft
I do.
In the snow.
They call
you
it mashed
potatoes. Layers. It works.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good analogy. I used to go to a mountain up in New York, and they would have like a splash pool at the bottom of the ski run in the spring, and you would ski right into the water. Oh, what a mess that was.
Those are the best. That's always the closing weekend on the mountain. And I think this is the year that the kids have said they're going to do it. So we will see. I can't wait.
It's going to take you a week to dry out their boots and clothes.
It will.
Anyway, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We've got lots of great tips on our website at moneypit.com. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The suspect is in custody after several members of a family were shot and killed in Pennsylvania. Police say Andre Gordon killed his stepmother and teenage sister Saturday morning before breaking into another home where he killed the mother of his two kids. Gordon escaped to New Jersey and barricaded himself inside a home in Trenton, which led to an hours-long standoff. A prosecutor is out in former President Trump's Georgia case.
Judge Scott McAfee ruled District Attorney Fani Willis can step aside, or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade must be removed. Willis and Wade had a romantic relationship. Wade later offered his resignation, saying he was doing so in the interest of democracy and to quickly move the case forward. McAfee did not find the relationship was a conflict of interest, but said the allegations created an appearance of impropriety that infected the prosecution team. Donald Trump's team wanted Fani Willis and her team kicked off the case. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Venezuelan illegal immigrant charged in last month's fatal beating of a Georgia nursing student is asking for a jury trial. Court officials say 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is facing charges of murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. More than four dozen Louisiana National Guard members are now in Texas as part of a border security operation. Friday's arrival comes 1 month after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry pledged his state's support of Operation Lone Star. A Texas judge is ordering the Biden administration to spend the money that Congress appropriated for a border wall on a border wall. Judge Drew Tipton blocked the feds from redirecting the $1.4 billion elsewhere. He said the border wall would result in fewer illegal aliens entering the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
Nissan and Honda are teaming up to develop electric vehicles. Correspondent Donald Warder has more.
Nissan says speed is essential in developing technological solutions and that Nissan and Honda face common challenges. The world's automakers are quickly shifting toward electric vehicles, focusing on batteries and motors instead of gas engines. But Japanese automakers have fallen behind rivals such as Tesla in the U.S. and BYD of China in developing EVs, partially because Japanese automakers have historically been so successful with combustion engine vehicles. I'm Donna Warder.
TikTok creators are expressing frustration over a bill passed by the House that would lead to a nationwide ban of the app if its China-based owner does not sell its stake. The proposal is awaiting Senate input. Content creators say the ban would hurt countless people that rely on the app for a major portion of their income. News and analysis at townhall.com. Major fraud cases hitting a Native American tribe.
A Navajo state senator in Arizona is hoping for final approval of her bill to tighten regulations for rehab facilities amid widespread fraud that has bilked hundreds of millions of Medicaid dollars. The legislation by Senator Teresa Haftali was unanimously approved by the Senate and then sent to the House. The vote comes the same week a lawsuit has been filed against Arizona's Medicaid program, that in the case of two Native Americans who died while in rehab programs. Jason Walker reporting.
A volcanic eruption in Iceland is prompting the evacuation of the world-famous Blue Lagoon. Officials say it erupted Saturday. The lava appeared to be flowing quickly towards a nearby town that sits near the lagoon. There's been a string of smaller seismic events since October, but this eruption is the most powerful. More at townhall.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement projects. Need some help planning? Got some problems to solve? Got a decor dilemma? You want to repair? You want to renovate? You want to fix up? Whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours. We'll help you get going with some good advice to take on what you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or, better yet, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you want a quick way to start a neighborhood feud, just put up an ugly fence on the wrong side of your property line. That'll do it right there. No questions asked. Well, we don't want that to happen to you, so we're going to share some tips on the right way to add a fence to your yard in just a bit.
And World Water Day is coming up on March 22nd, which makes it a good time to talk about how you should know if your water that you're drinking at home is safe. So we're going to interview an international plumbing engineer whose job it is to do just that.
And once the weather warms up and the kids spend more time outside, you may be spending more time inside doing loads and loads and loads of laundry. So we're going to share some tips to help make that work a little bit easier and help you save some money at the same time.
All right, I love that because laundry is endless with boy children. My goodness. But first, guys, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right.
So your job is to reach out to us with your projects and your questions. There are a couple of ways to do that.
888-MONEYPIT is the phone number. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Courtney in Rhode Island's looking for some gardening tips. What can we do for you?
I'm trying to find a spot for my raised garden bed. I'd like to put it behind the house, which is the north side. And I remember last year the spot being full sun, but last week I noticed it was completely shaded. How can I tell where a good spot will be, you know, when it comes time to plant?
Yeah, I think you've just told yourself. Yeah, it depends on how high the sun is in the sky, and right now
it's
early spring.
Right, and it's also a seasonal thing.
Yeah, and it's a seasonal thing. So in order for you to get full sun for the longest period of time, it has to be in a more wide open space with no obstructions. And the north side of the house is generally not the best place to put a garden because it typically is the cooler side of the house. And you know, I had a situation when I first moved to my home that was like that, where we had a spot that I'd always been using the garden. And, you know, because we'd lived there, my family lived there before that, I kind of didn't notice how big the trees had gotten, but I did notice that my garden was getting smaller every year until I was like, duh, I got to move the garden. And once we moved it to a full sun southern spot, the garden production pretty much doubled and then tripled. So I think that you basically have to get it somewhere else other than the north if you really want to have a long season here.
Gotcha. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now we've got Heather in Tennessee who's dealing with a flooring situation. What happened?
Well, my husband and I we have a water filter on our countertop, and we overfilled it one day, and it leaked out onto the hardwood and while we were at work, and it's left a 6 by 8 inch diameter area of bulking of our hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. You can't really see it, but you can feel it like when you're walking over it with like socks on and kind of snagged. So I didn't know if there's anything that you could do like a DIY project or if you have to have the whole floor resanded, restained. I really don't want to go through all that mess.
Well, if the floor is swollen, it's kind of a one-way street, and you're not going to be able to kind of get the toothpaste back in the tube. At this point, if you want to try to make it flat and smooth again, you do have to sand it out. Now, it might not be as terrible as a project as you think. You may not have to do the entire floor. You might just be able to do a repair of that particular area. Do you happen to have the stain and the finish that was used on that floor?
I don't. And actually, another reason I'm kind of weary of it is because we got the same man that did our hardwood floors to begin with come back and put hardwood in our bedrooms, and they don't match whatsoever. So I'm kind of really worried.
Let me ask you another question. Do you have any extra pieces of that floor anywhere?
I don't.
Do you have any area of the floor that's less noticeable, like in a closet or a pantry?
Yes.
Okay. You know, here's a solution for you. A good carpenter can do this. You can basically cut out some of the floor that's in the lesser visible area, cut out enough of it to be able to use to repair the area in your kitchen. Then you could cut out the bad boards, throw those away, and then insert the boards that you salvaged from the closet area. And then go ahead and repair that closet area with whatever is handy or whatever new you can purchase and stain it to get as close as you can. And because it's inside the closet, no one will probably ever know be the wiser for it. Yet you'll have some boards that match exactly the damaged boards in the kitchen in order to repair that spot. How about that?
Well, that sounds a whole lot better than resanding everything. So.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Program. What are you guys working on? How can we help you? What kind of projects are you thinking about for this upcoming spring season? Well, whatever it is, that is exactly what we do. We help you get those projects done right, so let us know what you are working on. Coming up, as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors. Well, we're going to share how you build a fence to keep you and those neighbors happy next. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You have a big project? You have a small project? Is it a decor project? Or maybe you're dreaming about that big remodel that you finally want to tackle? Well, whatever it is, we are here for you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. Brian in Alaska's on the line and is having some issues with some discoloration on the walls. What's going on?
I have a couple of questions about, you know, springtime. Everybody's getting that fever here in about 2 months. But anyhow,
yeah.
Long story short, inside my house, I have a lot of cedar walls, cedar planking. And I've had pictures on the walls in the past. And so what happens is you take the picture down and all that sunlight has faded that cedar. So it's darker where the pictures are at. And yep. So what I'm trying to do is, without having to sand the entire wall down reseal it or refinish it, is there anything I can do to help with that, to get the color closer back to
where it was? Only if you were to stain it, you know.
Okay.
Because you're basically talking about oxidation here. As it's exposed to the ultraviolet light from the sun, you're going to get different coloration, and where you have the wall covered, you know, it's going to be different than where it's not covered. And so, yeah, you can sand it down, or you probably don't even have to sand it much if you were to stain it, because the stain would basically color the light and the dark places and probably blend it in nicely and would give it some protection against future oxidation. But short of that, I don't really have any other suggestions for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking the sanding kind of idea is what I was going to wind up doing. It's just there. It's a big project. And,
don't
move the pictures.
I used to say that you could just don't move the picture or get
just
bigger
don't
ones.
Ever move the pictures.
Yeah, or if you have to, get a bigger one.
Yes, exactly true. Or put them back in the same size. And that is also an option I may have to – well, that's what I'm doing right now. So I do appreciate you taking the time to take my call. So it looks like I'm going to sand. So they have is there any kind of sand that you'd recommend with that? It's going to be dustless?
Yeah, I would just tell you, because you're talking about cedar, Brian, that can be really annoying to your lungs. Okay, it can, cause a respiratory reaction. So you want to make sure you're really careful with ventilation. So the best way to vent that space is to depressurize the room you're working in. So let's say you got, you know, a window or door at one end and another one at the other end. Put a regular room fan in one of those windows or doors and point it out so that you depressurize the room. In other words, dust that gets into the air gets sucked out and fresh air gets sucked in. That plus make sure you wear a good quality dust mask while you're doing the work so that you stop, so you don't breathe in that cedar dust.
Safety first. I appreciate you a lot, and thank you very much for taking the time.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, putting up a fence can definitely add some style, some security, and value to your property, but it can also be an eyesore, a maintenance headache, and it could cause a battle with your neighbor. So to avoid all those pitfalls, you have to plan carefully. Here's what you need to know.
Yeah, first of all, you have to check out exactly where your property lines are so that you're not building in your neighbor's yard. You also want to check with local officials to make sure that you don't need a permit to build one. And once you're sure about those things, then you can start thinking about what kind of fence you actually want.
Now, fencing is available in a lot of different materials, including natural and pressure-treated woods, vinyl, and metal. Natural wood, of course, can be beautiful, but it's going to require the most maintenance.
Now, you also have to remember that there are actually two sides to the fence, and it needs to look good from the outside as well as the inside, so don't try to save money on your gate as well. It's going to take the most wear and tear of the whole fence system, that gate, so you want to make sure that you're investing in a good quality product there, and it can also be a security risk if somebody leaves that gate open, especially if you have a pool. So think about adding a spring hinge, because that will help that gate swing right back into place and close.
So I'm replacing a picket fence right now in a house that we take care of, and we needed 72 sections of picket fence, which
was going to
be like something about $10,000 worth of fencing. I thought, you know what? I don't need to spend 10 grand on this. I can build the picket fence, and I did, and here's how I did it. First of all, to make the fencing sections, I took a 2x6 and I ripped it right down the middle, so now I had like the top support for the fence section and the bottom support, like a 2x3 on each side. Then for the pickets, instead of buying individual pickets, I bought the pickets that they sell for big board-on-board fences. You know, they're 6 feet long and they're about 5.5 inches wide. And I bought one of those for $2 each, right? But I cut it vertically and I cut it in half to get the 3 foot by, say, 2.5 inch pickets.
Yeah.
And basically, I got every picket was like 50 cents that way. So I got 4 out of 1. Bottom line is I spent about $2,000 on materials. And it's all cut up, all stained, huge savings. 4x4 posts, you know, for the posts. And I actually think it's going to come out better than if I hired a pro, because I got like those U-shaped brackets so you can drop the sections in. And this way, if you want to cut the grass, you can pop a section out. So it really worked out well. But you don't have to.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, hire somebody to do it. If you're pretty handy, you can buy the material and build it yourself.
Karen's on the line now dealing with some unwanted visitors. You've got flies? What's going on?
I have, I think, what is called cluster flies. I've never heard of them before in my life. I thought they were coming out of the register at the bottom. You know, I have the heat register and the air conditioning register at the bottom of the floor. And they seem to be accumulating in my master bedroom.
Yep.
Now, I called an exterminator. And he says, well, it sounds like you have cluster flies. Are they lethargic? I said, yeah. And they look like a regular house fly. Last fall, I must have killed, I can't even tell you how many of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I was freaking out.
Well, yeah, there's a big population of them, and you're chasing after them one at a time here. They're called cluster flies, or sometimes you call them attic flies.
Yes, I looked it up.
Yeah, they're pretty common. It's the kind of thing that if you've tried, sucking them up with a vacuum and that sort of thing, that there's just too many of them. You got to put the right pesticide down. It's usually a pyrethrin type of a pesticide. And in some states you can buy it over the counter, but frankly, I don't recommend it. I think you're probably better off at this point hiring a pro. They know exactly what to put down and exactly the right amounts to make this problem go away, and I think you're just going to frustrate yourself by chasing after it one fly at a time. There's too many of them. They got you outnumbered, and I think you need to get the right product down to fix it up.
He won like $700.
$700? That's a lot of money.
This is a service call, okay? This is not a we're going to pay for our kids' college in one visit kind of a call. This is a service call, and it should be charged at a service call rate. Now, there are pest control companies out there, and actually I have one in my local town that I actually contracted with where I could have paid, I don't know, maybe a couple $100 for the one service call, or I could have paid like $500 and had them do, you know, two treatments a year and be kind of on call for everything else. And that was the option that I took because I knew I lived in a very old house on a dirt basement with five separate crawl spaces that, you know, insects love to infest, and we don't like to see them upstairs. So I did take advantage of that, and it worked out quite well for us. I mean, that would be a reason to maybe pay a little bit more if you're going to get a service contract out of it with some built-in service calls.
Yeah.
But this is a one-time thing. It shouldn't be a $700. Why don't you do this? Why don't you go to homeadvisor.com, look at the reviews for pest control firms in your area, and find one that's highly reviewed. I can guarantee you anybody that charges $700 for a service call is not going to be highly reviewed, and you'll find the best ones for this particular project.
Well, I asked him if he had if it was a contract, because he initially told me $245 for the initial visit and then $45 a month whether he comes here or not. I'm like,
that's a lot.
Get out of here. I'm not letting you hit my charge card for $45 a month, even whether I see you or not.
I don't blame you.
No, I don't
think you have the right guy. So like I said, go to homeadvisor.com, look at the guys that have the best reviews, call one or two of them and take it from there, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in Missouri is on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you today?
I've got a house. It's probably about 50 years old, and it's had the roof replaced on it one time. It's got a tar and a gravel a lava rock roof, tarp, and I know I'm going to have to replace that here one of these days. Now, the decking on the roof is actually my ceiling. It's a 2x6 tongue and groove, and I'm sure they've got tar paper on top of that, and then some insulation, and then the tar and lava rock, and I'm wondering how I'm going to have to replace that, what type of insulation I could use on that. It doesn't have a lot of pitch.
And when you say decking, we're talking about the structural decking. You don't use this as a recreational deck. Is that correct?
No. No, that's the 2x6 is the actual decking for the roof. Like I said, it's the ceiling on the inside of my house.
So you're looking for options in low-slope roofing, is that correct?
Right, yes. Uh-huh. I'd like to go back with metal roof, but, you know, what do I do on top of the decking that I've got?
Right. Well, if you were going to go with metal roof, you're going to probably go down to the original decking, and then you're going to put a new insulating board on top of that, and then you're going to put the metal roof over that. And you're pretty much going to do that same assembly regardless of the type of roof you use. If you were to use traditional flat roof like a modified bitumen, which is sort of like a rubberized asphalt kind of product, you know, you would do it in the same sort of fashion. It's real important, though, that when you choose your roofer, you want to make sure, Mark, that you find one that's really experienced with flat roofs. Because what I've found is that very often you have, you know, groups of roofers that are just terrific with pitched roofs. But when it comes to flat roof, it's only sort of the occasional job. And they don't always have the skill set to do that. The guys that do flat roofs a lot are more the commercial roofers. And, you know, you could pretty much go with any technique that they recommend based on your particular situation, and it's going to get done well. But I would just say that make sure that the devil is in the detail with these flat roofs, because they're if you have any defects in the assembly of the roofing material itself, or more commonly the flashing points where, like, you know, pipes come through the roof and that sort of thing, that's where the leaks actually show up. So it's not an impossible situation. It's just unusual for residential.
The original builders here, they put a thin insulation up there, and it got so hot in the summer, they took it out and put more insulation in. I don't know what they've done.
Yeah, there are insulation boards for that. And by the way, about the heat in the summer, if that's an issue, that's something that the metal roof can actually help you a lot with, because the new metal roofs today, they actually have a low E coating, and they reflect the heat back off of the roof, so it doesn't become, you know, this huge heat sink that's throwing a lot of radiant energy down into your room.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm hoping to go metal and then forget it.
I got it. Got it, Mark. All right, man, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, have you ever wondered if your drinking water is safe? but we are going to interview an international plumbing engineer whose job it is to make sure that that water is indeed safe. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit Queen of Dragons. Or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, World Water Day is coming up on March 22nd, which is why now is a good time to talk about two big areas of concern. First, how do I know that my drinking water is safe? And secondly, will there be enough of it?
Well, to learn more, we welcome Christoph Lohr, a plumbing engineer who works for an organization known as the IAPMO Group, a global organization that develops codes and standards for the products that control the flow of water that comes into and out of your house. Welcome, Christoph.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the chance to join you all.
So IAPMO, that is an International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials, right? You guys do the codes.
Yes. We develop two of the model plumbing codes in the U.S. The one that's probably most familiar is the Uniform Plumbing Code, UPC
right.
for short, and then the Uniform Mechanical Code, UMC for short. And we're adopted in about half the country. With various states and codes, and we have a few others that get built, but that's getting probably too far in the weeds.
Well, let's talk about water quality first. I mean, last year we heard news about the prevalence of PFAS in our water. We've been hearing about lead, even though I was a home inspector for 20 years, and I stopped seeing lead pipes over the years. I was a home inspector, but then come to find out there's still in so many houses across the country, so many municipalities still have lead pipes that need replacing. How do we know if our drinking water is safe? You know, we're consumers. We're drinking this every day. There's a lot of advertisements out there for water testing and so on. How do you actually know what's coming out of that tap is good for you?
Well, that's a great question to start with, and I think it kind of, it's one of those things where we have to remember, first off, that all the water on the earth has been here the entire time. And nature, for the entire time the earth has been around, has been this amazing filter. Our bodies are made up of 60% water, and we really can only survive 3 days without water. So water is this universal thing in our lives. And for PFAS, which is per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, think like Teflon, it does remind us that, yes, there are contaminants in our water, but that's because water wants stuff in it. It really, as water flows through things, it's going to pick up whatever's there in
right.
many respects. And so when it comes to the safety of that water, we have to remember that the water in the U.S. is very regulated. And, it has some of the most regulated things in there. And even though it wants stuff in it, there's still ways, that's as simple as putting a filter on in your home to kind of clean it up a little bit further. So the water is safe. It's just a matter of, because it's a complex system, a complex element, that there's maybe a little bit of cleanup that's needed at the back end.
So now, I mean, I live in a town where there's always constant talk about the quality of water and testing being done. People talk about installing these whole house water filters. I mean, it always seems like there's a lot of options to choose from when it comes to water filtration. And then how do you know what's the right type of filtration system for you? And do they really make the water safer?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of people, too, a lot of people, because of that option, they'll go to bottled water. Worth noting, bottled water doesn't have nearly the amount of regulation. Usually when you don't have regulation around something, enforcement mechanisms are lawsuits, in essence. But, when you look at the cost to ship it, the water from one location to another and the health concerns from microplastics that get absorbed by the water in the water bottles. One study recently found like 240,000 detectable plastic fragments in a typical liter bottle.
And they say that's okay.
Well, there's some debate about it.
Right.
Right.
But let's even give them the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, the average gallon of tap water costs half a cent, so that's half of 1 cent. And the same amount of bottled water, combining single-serving water bottles, costs around $9.47. So you're looking at spending 2,000 times more for water that may or may not be any better. So that's what kind of comes to your point of, if with a little bit of filtration at your home, you can get the water quality you want. And that's really, back in my history as a plumbing engineer, I used to design these really crazy lab systems. And we would take really purified water and then purify it even further at certain points. I took that lesson and I basically applied it to my own home, which is I have a filter at my home. I use a pretty simple carbon filter, granular activated carbon, and that does that little bit of cleaning because the water that serves my tap, you know, also serves my toilet and also serves the fire hydrant outside my home.
So let me ask you a question about that. So you're starting with that filter. That's a whole house water filter. Is that the main water valve where it comes in? It goes, all the water goes through that filter. Is that where it is? Or are we talking about like a filter for a sink?
A filter for a sink. You can put, you know, okay, you can put filters underneath. And really, you know, if you put one in for the whole house, you know, the cost can increase. That's at least what I've done. Now, some people want that. You know, it depends on what you want as an individual consumer. But from an effective standpoint, you know, cost effective, and getting the water that I want to drink, I put it on the filter on the drinking water that I want to drink, because I don't need the same water that I flush my toilet with to be the same drinkable quality that I want coming from my kitchen faucet.
I can't tell you how many times in the years I was a professional home inspector that I would be under that kitchen sink looking for leaks. I'd see the water filter, and I was absolutely certain that the first time that filter was changed and when it was brand new, and here we were 10 years later, that filter's never been changed. And it's probably become, you know, a collection point for bacteria at this point. So you really have to maintain these things if you want it to work right.
Correct. And that's just like with anything else in the home. You have to maintain it. But the good news is that something like a granular activated carbon filter, it can remove so much and reduce the amount of levels of some of the contaminants in water, like lead, like PFAS, like disinfectant byproducts, and other things. And at R&T, you know, we test hundreds of products like filters, you know, per year as a basis for certification. And when we test these products, not all products that test get certified. And so, you know, the beauty of what we do at iAtmo is we help simplify the complex. You know, if you look for that certification mark on a filter before you buy it, and it says, you know, certified by iAtmo R&T, that's a great way to make sure it's a quality product. And doing regular maintenance on it, you know, swapping it out on the recommended basis, usually I think 6 to 8 months on a granular activated carbon filter, you're going to have something that's going to work well and provide you with you know, that improved water that you want at your kitchen sink.
You know, I think we all keep talking about these shortages of tradespeople. I feel like, you know, I've got a high schooler, a young man, who doesn't think about a job in the trades, but there are so many people that want these water filtration systems, that want to deal with issues about water quality. And given that there are a shortage of trades folks in this industry, do you think now is a great time to consider sort of jumping into this field?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, there is a shortage of tradespeople. There's a shortage of engineers and design professionals. Overall, plumbing is often an afterthought. Again, I think we expect those systems to work. But, you know, it's funny. There was this open house in my neighborhood recently, and they, you know, when I went in, the realtor was boasting to me about how they increased their water main size because they added an alternate dwelling unit in the back. And I thought, oh, man, you know, this is something we could have solved. You know, iAtmo, we have this water demand calculator which right sizes plumb, you know, piping systems and water meter sizes, and you know, that could have potentially probably saved them, you know, probably thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on some of that rework for the piping. The U.S. Plumbing industry has about 500,000 people, I think you had said, and that labor pool is shrinking. And so plumbing science is getting more and more intricate. You know, we have to be more mindful of a lot of different things. You know, we have to look at all these different components at a home level, at a, you know, institutional level, and everything in between. And so because it's getting more complex and because that labor pool is becoming smaller, there is a lot of opportunity. You know, and really when you look at the plumbing professionals out there, the installers, the designer, the inspector, all of these are unsung heroes that are out there ensuring the flow of modern life. Maybe a little bit of pun intended there, but really that expertise is turning chaos into comfort, and it's really making every drop count.
Turning chaos into comfort. I like that. Christoph Lohr, a plumbing engineer with iAtmo, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great advice, and glad to hear of the great organization that you belong to and all the hard work you guys are doing to keep our water safe and available. Chris, is there a website for more information?
Yeah, most certainly. You can go to www.iapmo.org. It's iAtmo.org. And that'll get you to all of our sources, the iAtmo R&T lab testing for product certifications and everything else you want to know about plumbing that we do.
Terrific. Thanks again.
Christopher Lohr, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you ready for some spring cleaning in the coming days and weekends? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, which is a daily occurrence in our home, we have got a few tips to help you save money next.
You live in the Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what kind of projects are you tackling around your money pit this upcoming spring season? Are you already kind of daydreaming about what it is that you want to do, what you want to be working on? Well, whether those projects have you doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we here at the Money Pit love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time on our Money Pit podcast. You can join us at the Money Pit podcast on moneypit.com/podcast.
And speaking of our podcast, I want to send out a special thank you to Tour WDW, somebody who obviously likes Walt Disney World, I'm just guessing. That user said, gave us 5 stars and said, I got into the home improvement kick during the pandemic and then sold my house. I completely renovated for a smaller one to renovate as well, but increased my commute. I discovered Tom and Leslie after my wife suggested that I find some podcasts to listen to on my drive to and from work. What can I say? Tom and Leslie are practical, informative, and know their stuff. It's been about 2 months since I discovered them, and they have both confirmed things I already knew and taught me some new things. So I listen weekly and appreciate their planned tips and questions. So thank you very much, Mr. Tor WDW, and to your wife for suggesting that you get on the podcast kick. We really, really appreciate the 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It means a lot to us. and really helps us be able to do more of what we do. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And if you'd like to drop us a five-star review, if you take a picture of that review and send it to us, we would also love to give you a copy of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure.
Sherry in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've been living in my house for like 20 years, and the house is probably 50 years old. Is it worthwhile to have the air ducts or the furnace ducts cleaned?
Unless you're having a problem. I mean, what most people drop the ball is that they don't replace their filters soon enough. And so if you've not done that, if you've not replaced your filter recently, then that would be the first step. But I don't think you necessarily have to get your ducts clean. There's such a wide variety of quality when it comes to air filters for heating and cooling systems. And I would just tell you to invest in a very good quality filter and make sure you change that on a regular basis.
The furnace guy comes in the spring and the fall, and he changes it then.
Yeah, but that's not enough. Depending on the type of filter you have, I mean, you're probably going to be changing that filter at least every couple of months. So probably at least the minimum four times a year, and probably maybe even more frequently than that. And the other part of this is making sure you use the exact right size filter and that it's situated properly in the ducts, because if not, air and dust is going to go around it. But if you put the right kind of filter in your system, the air is going to be cleaner as a result.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guys, after a cold and snowy winter, we are all ready to welcome the warmer temperatures of spring and maybe even a little spring cleaning.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about doing loads of laundry in the days ahead, we've got some tips to help you save money along the way. First of all, always run those loads full. You're going to use the same amount of energy with a full load versus only washing a couple of shirts. You also want to switch loads while the dryer is warm to allow you to use that remaining heat that's inside the dryer for the next cycle. And be sure to clean that lint filter on the dryer after every single load. Your dryer is going to run more efficiently and safely.
And if you're ready for new appliances, make sure you look for Energy Star certified washers and dryers. They use about 20 to 25% less energy than conventional models.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, when there is a lot on your plate to tackle, it's hard to know what to do first. We're going to help a new homeowner of an old house sort out her to-do list next.
You live in a money pit.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Meredith reached out to us with a big project. She says, I've just moved into a building that's about 100 years old, and there's a lot to do, but my question is, what do I do first? My concerns are water-damaged walls and chipping paint, hardwood flooring that has some water damage and is worn from decades of foot traffic, and bathroom fixtures that are worn and grimy. What do I do?
Well, it's also always hard to figure out what to do first, but I'm hearing water as a theme here, right? So a lot of water.
Not in a good way.
Not a good way. So we want to make sure that whatever's causing all of that leak damage has been fixed. Otherwise, you really shouldn't be proceeding with any of those sorts of repairs. So in terms of repairs, generally what you do is structural things first. And it doesn't sound to me like you have a lot of structural things here, so that's a good thing. But I guess I would turn to the walls and the chipping paint. I assume the cause of the water damage has been addressed at this point. But if not, definitely should be your first priority. And as for the paint, remember that a 100-year-old building is most likely going to contain lead paint. So you need to get that tested so that you know what you're dealing with. And if it turns out it's lead, you're going to have a trained and certified and experienced lead paint remediation company help. In terms of the worn and damaged hardwood floor, pretty easy fix. Given the condition, this may not be a DIY project, but you certainly can cut out any of the bad boards or certainly sand them down and refinish it. So I don't think it's a terrible amount of work. And lastly, those bathroom fixtures that are really worn and grimy and rusted, there's a product called EcoPel, E-C-K-O-P-E-L, I believe it is. It's an epoxy coating system for old porcelain fixtures. Once you put it on, they will look brand spanking new. Just be sure to follow the label directions. I used it on a very old tub. It looked fantastic.
All right. That's a great tip, Tom.
Well, spring is the perfect time to think about redecorating spaces in your home for a fresh look. And Leslie has tips on where to start in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, where shall we begin? So many things to do.
Yes, so much to tackle come springtime because it really is the perfect time to take a look at rooms around your house, see what changes can bring in some new pizzazz. I think the bathroom is a great place to start. And a few things that you can do are to replace that shower curtain, maybe change that color, bring in a pop of a new color, something that says spring, summer, as opposed to drabby winter. Or you can add a tie-back drape just to sort of give it that extra layer on the shower curtain. Or you can very easily replace towels. You can find some inexpensive ones. You can replace those bath mats. And that's going to give the space an entirely fresh feel. And remember that patterns really help to add some interest to the space, so don't shy away from something if you find it appealing. Now, you can also take it a step further with a fresh coat of paint. Bathrooms are the perfect space for wallpaper, even if you just put it on an accent wall. I mean, I just wallpapered my bathroom last year, and I love it. It was super easy to do. It really changed the space. I mean, granted, I did a sophisticated Harry Potter pattern. That's right. I said sophisticated Harry Potter. But you would never know. You would just think it's like Magical Apothecary, which I guess really is Harry Potter. But anyway, it's gorgeous. And I promise you can pick any wallpaper that will make you feel as happy as mine does. You can also change out that vanity. You can change out the hardware on the vanity just for a little change that can make a big difference. Change out the towel racks. I mean, so much you can do to just kind of change whatever that metal look is in the bathroom space as well. And if you've got typical sconce lighting around a mirror, why not add a chandelier or some other kind of overhead fixture? You can never have too much lighting in a bathroom because there's so many different things you do in that space. So it'll give you an opportunity to light that space for whatever you're using it for, whether it's a relaxing bath or putting on your makeup or shaving. Whatever it is, lighting is the trick. So there's so much you can do in a bathroom space. Just take the time, do some research online, find some things that you like, and then get at it. It's spring, you guys.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, as weather warms, local wildlife gets to work. They'll disrupt your plans for a beautiful landscape and garden. We're going to share ways to keep deer, rabbit, and groundhogs out of tearing up your space on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says it is not going to be good for the country if he's not reelected. The former president spoke at a campaign rally near Dayton, Ohio, Saturday, appearing with Republican Bernie Moreno, who he endorsed for Ohio Senate. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says although President Biden is sending arms to Israel, he's withholding something far more important.
What Israel has needed from the beginning is diplomatic and narrative support, particularly in international forums.
Talent says what Israel needs most is U.S. moral support for its campaign in Gaza. The former senator was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. The Jewish stepdaughter of Vice President Kamala Harris is publicly raising money for a U.N. agency that employed members of Hamas. The U.S. and other countries have cut funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency over its members' participation in the October 7th terror attack in Israel. Ella Imhoff posted a link to the U.N. group's fundraising page, but then removed it later after a media inquiry to the White House. The UNRWA is the largest employer in Gaza. President Trump cut USA to the group in 2018, but the Biden administration immediately restored the funding when it took office. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton predicts the Senate this week will pass a bill that will force the sale of TikTok to new owners.
And I'm confident there are many American companies and wealthy investors who would line up for the opportunity to buy TikTok to make sure it's owned by Americans, who are not going to exploit your data for their own purposes or turn it into a propaganda tool of Chinese communism.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. A suspect's in custody after several members of a family were shot and killed in Pennsylvania. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on another Boeing jet panel falling off, presumably in flight.
United Airlines may be looking for a missing external jet panel after finding one was missing when its plane arrived Friday in Medford, Oregon. The Boeing 737-800 had left San Francisco in the morning and landed without incident. An airline official says it wasn't known the external panel had fallen off until the plane was inspected on the ground post-flight. Boeing says it was an older aircraft. The manufacturer is under investigation for a January incident in which an interior door panel blew off a jet during a flight from Portland. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Search and recovery efforts continue after a deadly tornado outbreak in the Midwest. Officials say an EF3 tornado swept through the town of Lakeview, Ohio, destroying homes and killing three people, injuring about 20 others. News and analysis at townhall.com. A unique smoking ban, John Scott explains.
A Massachusetts town that adopted an unusual ordinance banning the sale of tobacco to anyone born in the 21st century is being looked at as a possible model for other cities and towns, hoping to further clamp down on cigarettes and other tobacco products. The bylaw is the first of its kind in the country. It was adopted by Brookline in 2020 and upheld by the state's highest court. The ruling opens the door for other Massachusetts communities to adopt similar bans that would, decades from now, eventually bar all future generations from buying tobacco. John Scott reports.
More than four dozen Louisiana National Guard members are now in Texas as part of a border security operation, the first of three rotations. Friday's arrival comes 1 month after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry pledged his state's support of Operation Lone Star. 13 Republican governors have pledged support for Texas efforts to protect its border. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. I'm so glad you're here. Coming up shortly, Mark Robinson, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, who has now got the Republican nomination and wants to be the next governor of North Carolina. A charismatic politician who wants to take on all his critics, and he'll do it right here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. He is now in a dead heat with Josh Stein on the Democratic side. He'll be replacing a Democratic governor in that state. We are following all the breaking events today, including a roundtable on college sports, NCAA college sports. We're going to talk about the NIL, led by Ted Cruz, featuring Nick Saban. We're also looking at the Intel Committee on the House side. All the heads are meeting with the Intel Committee on the House side after meeting with the Senate side yesterday. It's going to be fascinating. We'll bring some of that back. But for now, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You know, there is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about.
That is Chris Wray, and just some of the things that he is concerned about. There are so many, there's too many to list. Threats everywhere. We look at what we're facing as a nation. As Intel heads go on Capitol Hill for a second straight day, China, Iran, AI, and most of all, the broken border, all are a threat. We'll explain.
Number two.
And it uses the data of Americans to basically read your mind and predict what videos you want to see. The reason why TikTok is so successful, the reason why it's so attractive, It's because it knows you better than you know yourself, and the more you use it, the more it learns.
I agree. Sell it or lose it, Marco Rubio says. Congress will vote on the fate of TikTok. If the vote goes as planned, ByteDance will have to have 6 months to sell 80% of its ownership. It's really run by China. All sides are digging in, and TikTok is lashing out. To me, it's clear. Sell it or kill it.
Number one.
The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue. He also said he didn't remember finding any classified material in his home after his vice presidency. And he didn't remember anything about how classified documents about Afghanistan made their way into his garage.
Robert Hur, just moments ago, the special counsel is investigating President Biden's handling of documents and said he had a poor memory, will appear as a private citizen and is doing that right now, testifying as we speak in front of the House Judiciary Committee. And it has been fiery. And I'm going to go over it. But first, let me bring in Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson of North Carolina, the Republican gubernatorial candidate. Lieutenant Governor, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure.
And Governor and Lieutenant Governor, congratulations about getting the nomination. What to become governor? What would that mean to you?
Well, Brian, I think it would mean a lot to a lot of people here in North Carolina. But to me personally, to be able to become governor and continue the 13 years of progress that our General Assembly has done and taking us from the economic doldrums that we're in under the Democrats to the success that we see now, it would mean everything. It would also be historic, being the first black governor of North Carolina. That would be something personally for me that I think would be quite satisfying as being a student of history.
Well, Donald Trump is firmly in your camp. Here's what he said about you.
This is Martin Luther King on steroids, okay? Now, I told that to Mark. I said, I think you're better than Martin Luther King. I think you are Martin Luther King times two. And he looked at me, and I wasn't sure, was he angry because that's a terrible thing to say, or was he complimented? I have never figured it out. But I'm telling you, he's one of, right? When I said that to you, you looked like, I don't know if I like that comment. You should like it because you are outstanding and you're going to be the next governor.
So obviously North Carolina is going to be a tough fight for Republicans and Democrats. And the Republicans have won it. Obama's the last one, and one I think won it, running for president. What are those? The compliment meant a lot to you. I mean, with Donald Trump's support, you can do a lot of things in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. I took that compliment very well. And with those some mighty big shoes to fill. But the president, he's done great things. He did great things as president, and we think that he'll do great things again. And we know that the road to the White House is going to run right through North Carolina. So partnership with a man who's had proven success in the White House is going to be key for us. And that's the key term here, proven success. There's been proven success on my side of the aisle here in North Carolina, and there's been proven success with the Trump administration when he was president. So proven success is the key here.
True. So, Lieutenant Governor, a lot of things you say people are pointing out that are controversial. Here's one of them.
This narrative about Republicans being racist and cannot stand Mexican people and black people and women is ridiculous. Idiotic guy was on stage with Candace Owens a few days ago and asked her, what America are we going back to make America great again? The one where women couldn't vote or black people were swinging from trees? I would say to him if I was standing in front of him, I absolutely want to go back to the America where women couldn't vote. Do you know why? Because in those days we had people who fought for real social change, and they were called Republicans. And they are the reason why women can vote today. Those days that he talked about when black folks were swinging from trees, guess who it was out there fighting to bring that to an end, to bring Jim Crow to an end? It was Republicans.
So they took the headline, I absolutely want to go back to a day where America, where women couldn't vote. Is that what you meant?
Oh, absolutely not. That's just pure foolishness, and these people know it. Look, Brian, the bottom line is this. These folks are going to do everything they can. They're going to throw every smoke screen they can, every old Facebook post they can bring up. Americans, North Carolinians, they don't want to hear about that. What they want to care about are the substantive issues that we're facing. A mom who's worried about her children coming home safe from school. A
wife who's worried about her husband coming home, who is a police officer, or a husband who's worried about his wife coming home that's a police officer, coming home safe. Folks who are worried about pornography being presented to their children in public education, folks who are have their children stuck in failing public schools, they don't want to hear about this stuff. They want to hear about, number one, the issues that we're facing, and most importantly, they want to hear about the solutions to those issues.
But you were just pointing out that it was Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln and people like that, Republicans, who were pushing back against segregationist Democrats at the time in the
South.
And you weren't saying you weren't going for women to vote, but you were asked a choice. And you said, well, it was the first thing we did is blacks had the right to vote. And then Frederick Douglass put all his attention with Susan B. Anthony to make sure women were right behind him. Correct?
Absolutely. That's the exact point. You know, you can't discuss history with a leftist, because whatever you say, they're going to take your words and they're going to twist them. But in this race, again, we're going to continue to focus on those substantive issues. We know that these folks take our words out of context. We know that everything that we say is going to be highly scrutinized. But here's what they can't scrutinize. They can't scrutinize the fact that on policies that affect people and places, states and cities and our nation, the left-hand side of the aisle fails, the right-hand side of the aisle wins every time. And that's what we're going to focus on.
So just to go through some of the things that are going to be hitting you for the next 6 months, how do you feel about feminism?
About feminists?
Yes.
I think that feminists have done great work in this country as far as pushing equal rights for women. One of the things that we were slowest with in this country was giving women equal rights both in the workplace and politics all across the spectrum. We have seen that change dramatically in my lifetime. Unfortunately, we're starting to see some of it be pushed back now because of some of the foolish moves by leftists who are currently trying to destroy the great system of women's sports in this country that we built. They're now trying to tear that down. So I think that women have done great work in this country.
But you don't want biological women playing with biological women, and that's different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want the same thing that those women who fought so hard for Title IX and for equality in sports. I want the same thing that they want. I want them to have an equal level playing field. And right now that's being destroyed. So those folks that say that I'm against women, I would say the folks that are against women are the ones that want men to enter their sports and put them out of their scholarships and have them on the bench in favor of biological men.
Do you have anything against Muslims? Do you believe the Holocaust happened?
Absolutely, the Holocaust happened. Look, I can remember the days of 7th, 8th, 9th grade when we first studied the Holocaust when we were in junior high. I can remember the pictures vividly of the folks, of the survivors of Auschwitz and Buchenwald and Bergen-Belsen. I remember hearing and reading about the stories of the trucks full of Zyklon B gas, and I remember seeing the callous way that these inhumane Nazis stacked up human beings like corkwood. And it shook me to my core to know that there were human beings who existed on this planet that would do that. To say that that didn't exist is an absolute falsehood, something I've never believed, because here it is, Brad. I've come to know this since then, after studying history extensively. Anti-Semitism has existed on this planet for hundreds of years before Adolf Hitler. And the difference between the Holocaust and before is this: the Holocaust of World War II, it caught it on camera. It caught it on camera, and it cemented it in our mind. And that's the reason why we're so determined to make sure that it never happens again, because we now know how dangerous it is. So, of course, the Holocaust happened, and anyone who denies it, I think, is an absolute fool.
And there are people who are saying that you did and you don't. And your view on Muslims?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the Muslim religion. Of course, the United States of America is a constitutional republic, and the first tenet of our Constitution gives the right to a freedom of religion. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with the Muslim faith, and the vast majority of Muslims are absolutely peaceful people. But just like any other religion, there are radicalized sects, both in Christianity, both in Islam, that do dastardly things. But we can't blame the entire religion for the radicals that exist inside of them. The same way we don't blame Christianity for the acts of groups like the Ku Klux Klan.
So to be governor of North Carolina right now, do you think you have the Republican Party behind you? I know Senator Tom Tillis endorsed your challenger.
He did, and I'm not interested in anything that Tom Tillis has to say. As far as I'm concerned, Tom Tillis has abandoned the base of our party. We're looking forward now towards a new Republican Party that's going to embrace a myriad of people across the board, not just the old standard Republicans, as my opponent once said, of having a Republican Party of 50 years ago. It's now time to open our Republican Party up to everybody, to all those people out there who believe those conservative values like we do, who believe in limited government, who believe in individual liberty, who believe that parents have the right to educate their children, and all those great concepts such as that. And so the Republican Party is going to go through a change. We're going to drag it back to where it needs to be. A party is here for everybody and not just here for the upper echelon folks like Tom Tillis.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, in a dead heat with Josh Stein firm after grabbing the Republican nomination, and it's 8 months to the sprint to see if you'll become the first black governor of North Carolina. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
All right, talk to you again. Listen, when we come back, I'll bring in the latest. Robert Hur is still speaking now. He's going back and forth defending his 400-page document. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Fellow Americans, former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. Market instability and soaring debt have put your retirement at risk. For protection, I recommend diversifying into physical gold from Advantage Gold, a 5-star rated gold company I've used for years. Their customer service is unmatched. Call 800-741-GOLD now and say Jason Hansen sent you and get a free 2024 gold investing kit. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
People are curious about who we contact for our Fox News surveys. Many think we only reach out to Fox News viewers. That's definitely not the case. The people we interview have no idea it's for Fox. That's because we don't want a chance that it could nudge a respondent to answer questions one way or another. Our goal is to learn how everyone feels about the issues. We also don't contact people who have signed up to take polls. Instead, we use a random sample of voters, which means every voter who has a phone, mostly cell phones but also landlines, has an equal chance of being contacted and sharing their views confidentially. It's how we ensure we get an accurate read of how the whole country truly feels. In fact, to ensure we're reaching everyone, we recently started sending text messages so respondents can complete the survey online as well as phone. If you're curious, go to foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your potpourri.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit, reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of a division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nick Cannon and Robin Thicke of Fox's The Masked Singer, which is back for season 11.
I can't wait for it each and every season because I know it's going to be so much fun. I know the costumes are going to be amazing. I know I'm going to get to hang out with some wild and crazy celebrities.
Who's behind the mask of our champion?
Thicke says it's a great reunion when they all get back together, given how many years they've worked on this hit singing competition.
That's the best part is besides the fun that you get to have filming the show, it's the camaraderie, it's the friendships. After 11 seasons, the friendships and relationships that I have with Ken and Jenny and Nicole and Nick are so special and mean so much to me in my life that you just can't wait to get back to work. And I think it's nice because we get time off from each other. So it's, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
This season, superstar Rita Ora also joins them on the panel as more mystery celebrities are revealed and one will win the Golden Mask Trophy. Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Joe Biden knew the rules. You know he knew the rules. And Joe Biden told us he knew the rules. So, Mr. Herr, why did he break them?
Congressman, the conclusion as to exactly why the president did what he did is not one that we explicitly address in the report. The report explains my decision to the attorney general that no criminal charges were warranted in this manner.
I think you did tell us. I think you told us, Mr. Herr. Page 231, you said this. President Biden had strong motivations. That's a key word. We're getting to motive now. President Biden had strong motivations to ignore the proper procedures for safeguarding the classified information in his notebooks. Why did he have strong motivations? Because, next word, because he decided months before leaving office to write a book. To write a book. That was his motive. He knew the rules. He broke them because he was writing a book. And you further say, and he began meeting with the ghostwriter while he was still vice president. There's the motive.
So guess what Jim Jordan built up to? $8 million. $8 million advance to do a book. So he brings his ghostwriter in, at which time, this is not my opinion. At which time he says, look what I just found, classified documents, and nobody knows I have them. He actually said that. And the reason why Robert Herr did not prosecute is because he said, I don't remember saying that. I don't remember saying this. They go, this guy's kind of old, forgets his when his son died, forget when he was reelected, didn't know when it stopped, didn't know anything. How can I pie? He'll come off so sympathetic and absent-minded, an elderly man who forgets things. So if you add that along with in 2017, or you think back, he's doing a book, and to do that book, you need information, and then you go get your notes for that information, which just happened to be in your basement, in your attic, in your desk. Also, there was another part that Jim Jordan had when he talks about having documents and trying to hide them from investigators and slide them in. That also came out in this. So would you look at it, Democrats, all they're asking questions are, is not really going after Robert Hurd that I can tell. Plus, I'm doing the show at the same time. This happened in real time. So you have Democrats saying Donald Trump is worse, and Republicans saying, is this really true? I cannot believe this is in there. And Robert Hurd, if he was nervous, he should forget about being nervous, because he's the sideshow. He is not the show. The show is the 400 pages, and the other show is Donald Trump comparing to what happened with Jack Smith in the investigation. And the thing is, they can no longer point to where the documents were kept. They were making a lot of hay with Donald Trump kept the documents in this back room or by the stage in Mar-a-Lago. They can't bring that up. Have you seen the pictures in this report? Not just in the garage we saw him backing in his Corvette, but you got to see it in the attic. You know, some of these boxes were so worn and corroded, they had to put them into bags because it would fall apart in their hands. That means it was there for decades. So I think with the Democrats are very happy now that this is not happening at 6 o'clock at night when Liz Cheney had her big January 6th hearing. I think they're happy this is happening at 11:30 Eastern time, or started at 10 o'clock. It's been 90 minutes now, because they want everyone to remember Joe Biden screaming at the State of the Union address, which they thought that was a positive. When you set your bar so low, and you add it together at least. And now they're going to go look at this report. But this is what they got to watch. The more questions they ask about the validity and sanctity and the accuracy of this report, the more they're going to get to quotes and findings. And you got to read it. I mean, it is absolutely terrible for the president. Brian Kilmeade Show, your call's next, 1-866-408-7669. Plus, I have more of the Robert Hur reports. Don't move. Big day.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
How do we get more access to information and getting stupider?
Because it's simple. Because they took your critical thinking away earlier in these different demoralization steps. They took your ability to critically think away. They taught you how to believe. And then after you believe so much, they flooded you with information that you do not know how to dissect and digest. You cannot, and it's so much, you're overstimulated. It's information coming from everywhere. Now your attention span is too short for you to even be able to think about this stuff. They're hitting you with really short videos, and then they're changing things rapidly. Today it's an app, 2 weeks later it's a new app. The one that you was using 2 weeks before is old. They're doing this intentionally because now you don't stick long enough to process and understand information.
So that is part of the challenge. Ever since we came over the internet, we thought it was going to revolutionize things, and it did. Did it make your life easier? In some respects, yes. Has it changed everything in a lot for the worse? Clearly, and I think most people agree on that. I did not know it, but this is the 35-year anniversary of the birth of the World Wide Web. Our next guest just told me that. His name is Frank McCourt. He has written a book out today, Our Biggest Fight, Reclaiming Liberty, Humanity, and Dignity in the Digital Age. Frank, welcome.
Yeah, nice to be with you, Brian.
So was that a great move, the World Wide Web?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it, the internet as envisioned and launched was a, an awesome idea. A powerful, powerful technology, decentralized and intended, to be the proverbial tide that lifts all boats, right? That just provided us with the ability to share information and knowledge and just get better and smarter and wealthier and so on and so forth. And about 20 years ago, things changed because we entered a different phase of the internet, which I call the app era. And, these big platforms really started to scrape all of our information, all of our data, aggregate it, and then decide what to do with it. You know, how to monetize it, how to deal with our personal information and make it theirs, and then do stuff with it. And the stuff they were doing with it was not designed to, you know, optimize for a healthy democracy or protect young children or you know, find more accurate, you know, facts and truth. It was designed to sell more ads, keep people online more, you know, the clickbait stuff, right, and all that. And so it got off the rails, so to speak. So the World Wide Web, awesome idea. Connect people and really empower them. It turned into a very, very different direction when these big apps showed up and started to really steal what I would call our personhood from us.
But would you also say it collected intelligence? So I could Google and get information where normally I'd go to the library. You have to grab an encyclopedia. So while it was collecting intelligence to help make life easier, it was also collecting personal data in order to be a sales tool, to give us what we needed to sell more products and not necessarily have our best welfare in mind.
Of course, because of the way it was, as I said, the way it was redirected to be highly centralized, highly autocratic, highly surveillance-based, what started out as this awesome thing that was going to just, you know, help us connect and communicate, help us get answers more quickly, shop and have, you know, go online and get something delivered to our home tomorrow morning, all that's great stuff. But what we've realized is what these big platforms have done is really scrape our data. But let's not call it data, because data is like, what's data? Who cares, right? It's our personhood. It's everything about us in the digital era. So it's really who we are. And these big platforms now own us. And, you know, we were talking a few moments ago about, you know, TikTok, which everybody's, you know, kind of, you know, concerned about right now because it's owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Now they're getting all this information. And I do want to highlight that the technology, the way it's designed to scrape our data and really aggregate all this information about us and then optimize for something is the same technology that our big platforms are using. Now, the difference, of course, is they're owned by American corporations, not the Chinese government. But I don't think any of us really want to be invaded and really surveilled 24/7 and have our personhood scraped.
So let's say you're looking for shoes and you're talking about shoes. I got to go shoe shopping. Next thing you know, shoes are popping up on your Facebook page. They're popping up on your Twitter feed. They're popping up on things. Is it, in theory, that's helping you? Okay, I got a discount on shoes that I want. It was listening to me. But it's really creepy. It's flipping people out. I feel like more people than not are alarmed by this instead of saying, wow, what an opportunity this is.
Yeah, well, thanks to, you know, people like you and what you're doing here and now a growing number of people. I think the harms are being more clearly understood. We did look at it as sort of this benign thing. Look, I want shoes. I go online. I pick my shoes. They get delivered. Isn't that great? But this is not about shoes. You know, we should have an internet where you can, Brian, go on. You don't have to be targeted and surveilled, right? You can go online and just say, hey, I'd like some shoes. Tell me what you've got without your information all being grabbed and used for other purposes, which you're not aware of.
Frank McCourt's here. He's got his book out today, Our Biggest Fight, Reclaiming Liberty, Humanity, and Dignity in the Digital Age. So has it helped you in your business?
The internet in general?
Yeah.
In ways. In certain ways it has. Look, my business, our business, I'm a fifth-generation builder, right? So our business started when my great-great-grandfather started building roads, when Henry Ford started building cars. And so we've been building for 131 years, and that's what brought me to this project, because we have an infrastructure problem. We have an engineering issue that can be fixed, and if we fix that engineering issue, we can have the goodness of the internet with all the creepiness that you just described.
Right.
And so we've built internet systems, big internet systems around the world. So has it helped my business? Yeah, it's been business for us, right, to build these telecom companies and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is we're now at a point where how the internet has been is being used, how it's been co-opted, right, by these big platforms, is creepy. It is doing a lot of harms. It is.
Let alone AI. This is right. That is here.
That's the point, right? We know it's broken. So why would we make the same tech? Why would we introduce a more powerful version of the same tech before we fix the problem?
So you paint out. You go back to January 1776. And you talk about Thomas Paine. Before there was a Declaration of Independence, it was common sense. It was about 40 pages.
Yeah, a short pamphlet under 50
and
pages.
You think you're at this moment now with the internet? Bring some common sense into it. But can you do it without dialing back advancement? Because, you know, people were upset in the candle business that Thomas Edison had electricity. They would have been laughed at. Are we in danger of that now, of trying to rein in something that's already there?
Well, for sure, we're watching the policy debates, and nothing's getting accomplished, right? I would argue we need to innovate our way forward here. And the great thing about America is it's full of innovators. It's full of creators. It's full of builders, right? And rather than be having this never-ending conversation about, you know, what regulation, what policy, what, you know, that we're going to put in place to constrain these platforms, why not just unleash the next layer of creativity?
Which would be protection?
No, which would be a fix the tech at the protocol level, which right now connects machines and data to, for the first time, connect people. Put you and I in charge of our data online. So rather than having our data stolen by these big platforms, aggregated and then used for purposes that we have no idea what they're doing with it, and we're learning that some of the things they're doing with it are harming kids. They're certainly letting foreign actors into our democratic process.
I mean, we're talking about putting an age limit now in certain cities and states.
And so let's do this. Let's put adopt another protocol, a simple thin layer protocol, which actually puts us in charge of our data for the first time.
Could you ever guarantee someone? Have you talked to engineers to actually, the people convinced you that we could ever be in charge of our own data?
Yes. Yeah. And that's what we're building it right now. We're building it right now. This Project Liberty has, created some brilliant tech people working for the project, have put forward a new protocol. It's called DSNP, a decentralized social networking protocol. And think about the D for decentralized. It's re-decentralizing the internet, the web. It started as something that was very decentralized. It's now become something very centralized. So DSNP would put individuals in charge. They'd own and control their data. And imagine, Brian, an internet where you really have to be a person to be on the internet, right? You have to be a verified person. You can't be a machine just spewing out all kinds of misinformation.
Did you do that with fingerprints?
No, you.
I mean, how could you possibly do that?
Okay. First of all, DSNP allows identity and discoverability, attestation, verification, provenance. So imagine an internet where you're connected to your data. You decide what to do with your data, and the next version of this, of the internet, of the World Wide Web, is one where the apps that are built are clicking on our terms of use for our data. Okay, we're not clicking on the terms of use of a few big platforms. So now we have variety, we have optionality, we have choice, and imagine lots of different apps being built. So you're not stuck in one walled garden or the other.
Interesting. So this is in the tradition, this is the biggest threat that our intelligence operators believe, since China's our number one enemy in the world, clearly, and competitor. And they created TikTok, which has over 170 million users, bigger than any network can imagine, including the one you're on. This is what Marco Rubio says we're up against. Cut 9.
They happen to control a company that owns the world's one of the world's best artificial intelligence algorithms. It's the one that's used in this country by TikTok. And it uses the data of Americans to basically read your mind and predict what videos you want to see. The reason why TikTok is so successful, the reason why it's so attractive, is because it knows you better than you know yourself. And the more you use it, the more it learns.
See, I imagine statements like that prompted you to write the book you did.
Oh, absolutely. And what Senator Rubio is saying is that, you know, TikTok and these other platforms, they know us better than we know ourselves, right? And so we talked earlier about buying a book, and people say, wow, what's the big deal? They have these platforms have a little bit of my data. I get my book delivered tomorrow. This is not what's going on. they know everything about us. So hundreds of thousands of data points. And that's who we are in the digital age. We need to, I think, move from a place where we think of ourselves as, you know, biological beings, right, with biological, we're born with DNA and so forth. In this digital era, our personal information, our social graphs, right, that's our, think of it as our digital DNA. It's our lived experience.
Right.
And all of that is collected. And now it's not about you bought one pair of shoes, would you like to buy another one? It is feeding people information based on their personality and makeup. It's actually getting people to react in a certain way, right? It knows our personalities. It's making judgments about our reactions and so forth. It's very, very creepy. And I would say at odds with the principles of democracy, at least as I know, right? This idea of liberty, choice, freedom, agency, autonomy. It's the opposite. We're being manipulated now by these big platforms.
A few minutes on the other end to see what we could do about it in layman's terms, because it's easy to talk over my head when you talk about tech, because I wasn't born in Silicon Valley. But as usual, you take action. This is a problem and you want to fix it. And that's why you wrote the book. You should go out and pick it up. It's called Our Biggest Fight, Reclaiming Liberty, Humanity, and Dignity in the Digital Age. More with Frank McCourt in a moment. You're listening to Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, postnasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A GOP campaign chairman from Alabama has been charged with sexual torture of another man. 36-year-old Kyle Hayden Luter allegedly killed 54-year-old Derek Franklin Wells during a physical altercation. Authorities have released few details about the case, but say the sexual torture charge relates to alleged sexual abuse using an inanimate object. Local outlets report Luter previously served as a campaign chairman for Alabama State Senator Tom Butler and was once the vice chair of the Madison County Young Republicans. Wells was found dead last week at a home 20 minutes west of Huntsville when his uncle went to his door and nobody answered. The Madison County Sheriff is waiting to release the actual cause of death from the autopsy report, but they say the two men had known each other. Butler, the state senator, said in a Friday statement that he was, quote, speechless and saddened for all families involved. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Stellan Skarsgård of Dune Part 2. He spoke about how the physicality of his role helps him find this character.
Sit there for 8 hours. I have a lot of friends who are building on me all the time, and they're extremely skilled, and you see them paint with their brushes. You're having a good time, but painful. But then the physicality is a hindrance, of course. But at the same time, it is like the normal body weight of that person would be a hindrance to.
He says it's the humanity in sci-fi stories like these he's drawn to.
I'm not a fan of sci-fi per se. I'm a fan of stories that has some substance. I mean, if you do a sci-fi story just to show off what kind of gadgets will we have in the future, then it's not interesting to me. It's interesting when you, like in this one, when you create a new world.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Frank, of course, one of America's most successful businessmen. You might know him because he just reminded me, you bought the Dodgers from us, Fox, from Rupert Murdoch. We didn't buy it from you. I had that reversed. The name of his book, it's out today. That's his new focus, Our Biggest Fight. Frank McCourt wrote this book. The subtitle is Reclaiming Liberty, Humanity, Dignity in the Digital Age. You point out 35 years ago, hard to believe, we come up with the World Wide Web. That, can you bring us through the three levels of where we're at today?
Yeah, so in 1983, the internet comes into being. A simple protocol is put in place that connects devices.
IP.
TCP/IP, that's right. IP stands for Internet Protocol. Ironically, we're still an IP address on the internet today. So if people think they're on the internet, they're not on the internet. Their device is on the internet. It was something built to connect machines, right? 1989, second generation so-called World Wide Web, 35 years ago, and that connected data, our data.
Which is?
HTTP.
Gotcha.
Okay, and that's probably some letters that we're all familiar with because we all just adopted
it. We know that we see them, but we don't understand.
Hypertext transfer protocol, but it doesn't much matter. It's just a thin protocol we adopt, and suddenly now our data is linked up.
Next.
Next, we're proposing we need another simple protocol. We call it DSMP. The name doesn't matter as much as what it does, which is for the first time would put us in charge on the internet. We would be connected to the internet, not our devices. I argue in the book, Brian, is that, and the reason I use Thomas Paine, he put a choice to people in 1775. Do you want to be subjects? Continue to be subjects and owned by a king? Or do you want to be a citizen and have liberty and freedom and independence and agency and autonomy and get to own things, right?
So we're being
returned to subjecthood and stripped of our citizenship by these big platforms because they own us. I want to own me, and that's what this book is about.
And what did you create?
We, let's be careful because I have some brilliant technologists and a guy by the name of Braxton Woodham and Harry Evans have led the charge to create a protocol called DSMP, open source protocol. It's been gifted to the world. Anybody can build on it. People are building on it right now. There are 700,000 people that have migrated to the third generation.
And how do we get it? Just go to the App Store?
Go to the
really?
App
Store. Okay.
At the moment, you go to MeWe. MeWe, it's a Web 2 app that has 20 million users that's migrating their users over to DSMP. And 700,000 of them have made the way.
Do this, I will own my...
Own and control your data. And that's just one app. Eventually, there'll be millions of... How many apps do you think there are in the world right now?
No idea.
9 million.
Okay.
7 million controlled by basically two app stores, Google's and Apple's. There's going to be 9 million new apps in this new world, but in the new world, the apps are interoperable, and we get to tell these apps what we're willing to share with them about our data and on what terms. And if they're making money, we want to share some of that.
And again, one more time, if I want to get my data back and download, where would I go?
Start by going to MeWe.
Okay.
Okay, MeWe, and then that app
will lead you through.
Will lead you through.
Wow, fantastic. So is this your your latest project? Is this the most something you have the most motivated for right now?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I brought someone in to be the CEO of our company so that I could buy time back to be able to do this. I think this is vitally important, Brian. Not only for our five generation old business to continue for another five generations, but for this great country to thrive and survive. Because we're all seeing, right, and feeling the harms.
Everybody
that are being
done. Nothing political that you brought up. It's all fact. We all can relate to the fight you're having. Our biggest fight, the name of the book, pick it up, Frank McCourt. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-356-6468, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-356-6468. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-356-6468 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-356-6468.
Tired of that long drive home? From Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he believes the November election will be the most important election in the history of America. The former president spoke at a campaign rally near Dayton, Ohio, Saturday. He was appearing with Republican Bernie Moreno, who he endorsed for Ohio Senate. President Trump told the crowd that by allowing illegal immigrants into the U.S., President Biden is undercutting the minority workforce in America.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
Mr. Trump also expressed his sympathy over the deaths and destruction from this week's tornadoes in Ohio and nearby states. Republicans and Israeli officials are livid after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer lashed out at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza and called for Israel to hold new elections. Democrats are trying to get more Muslim votes before the presidential election. Russia began 3 days of voting Friday in a presidential election, all but certain to go to Putin.
These people, they are, well, political pygmies compared to Vladimir Putin, who has engineered the situation when he is the only one. He's a towering figure, and quite literally, there's no one else, because all the effective, popular, vocal opponents of Vladimir Putin, they are either in exile or jail or dead. And that's why in this election, Russians do not really have much choice.
More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Authorities in Haiti are making a new attempt to arrest the leader of the coalition of gangs that are controlling the capital.
Late on Friday, security forces in the capital, Port-au-Prince, launched an operation to arrest the country's main gang boss, Jimmy Chedezier. Mr. Chedezier, the head of the G9 coalition of gangs, which currently controls most of the capital, has said he doesn't recognize Haiti's interim administration. He's also threatened its members with violence. The Transitional Council has been formed by the U.S. State Department and member states of the Caribbean community.
President Biden is scheduled to attend the Gridiron Club dinner in Washington, D.C. last night. It's a District of Columbia journalist organization. It was founded in 1895. It's a white tie dinner, and formal but informal in terms of speeches. Reportedly, every U.S. president since the dinner's inception has spoken except for Grover Cleveland. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a mass nap in Mexico.
Dubbed the massive siesta, Mexicans stretched out in Mexico City for a mass nap to commemorate World Sleep Day. Yeah. As small fountains of water bubbled at the base of the city's iconic monument to the Revolution, hundreds of Mexicans laid sprawled out on the ground nearby to take a nap. Mexico was listed as the most overworked country in the world by a 2019 Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development report. I'm Karen Chamas.
Maui's mayor is prioritizing housing, evaluating evacuation routes, and hiring more firefighters as his community recovers from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century. Mayor Richard Bisson outlined the steps Friday, more than 7 months after the August 8th wildfire that killed 101 people in the town of Lahaina. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. We come to you from Midtown Manhattan, where Mayor Adams has called Mini Port-au-Prince. You see, he tweeted that out, and no one could find anything that he's referencing. It says New York has always been known as the New York Port-au-Prince. He's getting really big blowback on that. Ambassador David Friedman's going to be here at the bottom of the hour. There's so much anti-Israel information and leaks coming out of the White House now. They seem to be desperate to try to get the Palestinian Hamas Muslim vote that they are beginning to throw Prime Minister Netanyahu under the bus. Ambassador David Friedman will be with us shortly. And Michelle Tafoya in studio, host of the Tafoya podcast, longtime sportscaster, does every – you've covered every sport.
Just about.
Right.
No,
I know
no
football
hockey.
A lot.
Football a lot, basketball. I've even covered tennis and some golf and, yeah.
So the three things we're talking about. Talking about the Trump trials. Today he's going to be back in court. We're talking about the president – the current president going to the battleground states. A lot of people thought he was going to be in the basement. He's been to Minneapolis, Michigan. He's going to Pennsylvania, giving speeches. You'll hear him running out of gas. And TikTok on life support. Number one story today in the New York Times talked about TikTok. Less, over 300-plus votes of the House. It's going to put pressure on Senator Schumer, you would think, to at least take it up in the Senate. After all, he goes out of his way to rip China all the time.
And this is the best, the most evidence of ripping China that we need. Like, this is a Trojan horse. For people who don't know what that means, this is a wolf in sheep's clothing. TikTok manipulates people. And it does it by knowing exactly what you want to see, exactly what you want to look at. And then it manipulated people to call their congressman and say, you know, I'm going to kill myself if you get rid of TikTok. I mean, this is a scary algorithm that we don't know how to dissect. And China is using it to foment division, because really the only way this country falls apart is if it happens from within. And they're doing that successfully. And TikTok is a phenomenon. It's amazing. I think if they're not willing to sell it to an American company for market value, that just demonstrates the truth, that they don't want to because they want to continue to have this manipulative control over opinion.
This is the way I understand it. TikTok has an algorithm, and that algorithm was constructed in four separate locations, one in Singapore, in Beijing, actually in a place over in California. And they said that if TikTok sells, they will not going to sell the algorithm. So essentially you're buying a Ferrari without the engine. So good luck with that. You're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get Kevin O'Leary. You're not going to get Rumble buying that. There's something about that algorithm that people want. I want you to hear a little bit of the debate yesterday. Cut one.
The bill is not a ban. It forces foreign adversaries, including Chinese communists, to divest.
It's an attempt to make TikTok better.
Some of us just don't want the president picking which apps we can put on our phones. They use geolocation data targeting minor children to then force them to call congressional offices. This influence campaign illustrates the need for this bill.
Which they did.
Right. Which they did. And now it's up to the Senate, right? And right. Like you said, Chuck Schumer, this is an overwhelming vote. We don't see many of these, Brian. We don't see 300-plus votes in one direction or the other. This is bipartisan. It's amazing. Anyone who voted against it, I'd really question why. Don't talk to me about First Amendment. This doesn't stop anyone from speaking their mind. There are plenty of social media platforms where you can do that. TikTok is not the only one. And it's controlled by the CCP, and that's really the bottom line.
So I want you to hear, let's pivot if we can, to the other big story. They got swamped because of the testimony in the Robert Hur this week. Mm-hmm. And that is Ted Cruz had a roundtable. One of his key guests was Nick Saban about NIL. Why should people care? Name, image, and likeness. For the longest time, if you were caught taking any money besides your stipend, you lost your eligibility. Johnny Manziel goes to an autograph show, signs his own name in his own jersey, and loses, gets suspended, big controversy. Well, they've overcorrected. And the NCAA's got overruled by government. And now it's pretty much, hey, I'm 19 years old. I'm the quarterback of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And if you don't give me more money, I'm going to Stanford. They came up with more money. How do they get it? It's not necessarily the university writing the checks, boosters writing the checks. Nike wants to get you over to Oregon, where Phil Knight used to go. And he says, okay, you come over here. We'll get you a nice Nike deal. Where do you think this should go?
Well, you're right. They overcorrected. And this is so much a response in sports very often. Oh, the problem is here. Let's go way over here. And I don't know yet what the solution is, because the problems are multiple. You know, they've got these collectives where everyone's supposed to gain a little bit. My niece plays at the University of Minnesota. She's a basketball player. I don't think she's making very much money. But, you know, and then you've got complaints because, oh, the pretty gymnast is getting all the sponsorship and the softball player isn't. Well, this was never going to be a fair thing. This is capitalism, right? That's what this is. The best players, the superstars are the ones that are going to get the money.
Always has been, always will be.
Exactly. So I don't know how you complain about that necessarily. Go be better. Go compete. Go right. Be better and get the contract.
And should there be some type of limit? For example, should there be a limit for Division I athletes? Should there be an amount that you could get in interaction with the sponsor? So I'm a famous alum. I own 25 car dealerships. Right. I've become almost a billionaire.
Yeah.
I want to give back to my school at the University of Texas. So I'm going to go and get that quarterback.
Yeah.
With the dimples of Matthew McConaughey. And he's going to start off at quarterback, and I'm going to make sure that I got a wide receiver, and I'm building up. So I'm going to outbid you for all these guys.
Yeah.
Is that what we want in college sports? Here's what Nick Saban said, the longtime coach, maybe the most successful coach in college football history. Cut 37.
The whole idea of boosters being able to contribute money to collectives, and really which establishes a sort of pay-for-play model, which I don't think is in the best interest of college athletics in the future, nor the participants, the student athletes themselves. Doesn't enhance them creating value for their future like, you know, we all were dedicated to for many, many years to try to help young people be more successful in life, because you're actually going to college to create value for your future.
It's remarkable. Look, my late father-in-law was a college football coach at the University of Minnesota. My husband played baseball at the University of Minnesota. I mentioned my niece. I've got a lot of relatives at the University of Minnesota who are purists, who believe that what they got out of going to play for a college was an education. In some cases, their school was paid for completely. They've got this experience and a platform on which to play that then they could use to advance to the next level. Such a small percentage of these kids are going to get to the next level, right? Such a tiny percentage of all these kids playing. So it's going to be a tiny percentage that draws this NIL money. And coaches like Nick Saban are looking at this and having that presented to them. Mm-hmm. I'm a superstar quarterback. Give me more money or I'm going across the street.
And that's evidently what happened. They lost. Was it the championship game or the semifinals? I forgot what it was.
They lost in the semifinals, I believe.
Okay, so he loses. And since they were lined up at this door the next day saying, essentially, I got these offers or I'm going.
Yeah.
And he talked to his wife, and his wife says, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Not why we did it.
That's pro sports. This is supposed to be college sports, right? There's supposed to be a bit of purity, but I think I think the toothpaste might be out of the tube.
Well, when you see 110,000 people at the University of Michigan, and they all paid their money to watch these football players.
Yeah.
And up until 10 years ago, they weren't getting anything except the college education and a stipend, mm-hmm. unless they were cheating. Was that fair? Did you ever say to yourself, a college education is not enough?
Yeah.
He's getting, because look at what you're doing for this school.
Look, when I started covering the Final Four, for instance, back in 1994, I saw players who were superstars, UCLA was selling their jerseys, Tyus Edney and the like, selling their jerseys and making all this money, and the kids saw none of it. And I thought, there's got to be a middle ground here. There has to be some. But as you said, the pendulum got pushed. It didn't swing on its own. It got pushed all the way to the other side. And now I hope that they can find somewhere in the middle. But now that you started giving these kids all this money, the minute you start to try to pull that back, Brian, I'm afraid there's going to be major
or regulations. I tell you, I think the coaches want regulation.
I agree.
I'm sure there's a handful that go, I have bottomless pit. I want everything. But for the most part, I want rules.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, too, what I like about it is more and more kids are going to stay 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that. You get to know these guys.
Right.
We got to know Patrick Ewing. He played 4 years. Right. And we, you know, and for the longest time, Coach K said, if you're not going to play 4 years, don't go to Duke.
Right.
He had to pull off that.
Yeah.
And now they're going to go, yeah, I'm making a ton of money at Duke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So here's more from Nick Saban. Cut 38.
Some of the goals and objectives of what we've worked so hard for the last 20 years to improve graduation rate, to improve health care for players, to have mental health care for players, all the things that we work so hard to improve on, we're going to start seeing slide in the wrong direction. Because we've created an environment that really does not promote personal development or that is going to create success for their future.
Yeah. He's not wrong, right? I think this has so much to do with why he decided to retire, when he decided to retire. How do you recruit against all of this money? How do you recruit against all of this stuff that can come a young person's way? It's really tough to do. And we saw it first with the LeBron James, the Kevin Garnetts of the world, skipping college altogether and going straight to the pros, because how could you say no to all that money? And how can you tell a kid to say no to all that money? It's really tough to do. Well, now let's keep them here by giving them a ton of money. There's got to be some middle ground. But the university presidents have to agree on it as well. It can't just be the NCAA. It can't just be the government.
So, Michelle, how do we do this? I mean, We saw the reining in of Major League Baseball with the steroid era. Remember when Roger Clemens getting there and Sammy Sosa forgot how to speak English?
Right.
And then there was a big pushback to say, hey, you're going to lose, I think, your antitrust status if you don't get your act together. And they pretty much did.
Right.
They got pressure.
Yeah.
So is Joe Manchin, who's leading the charge, who played college football, he's not an expert. But can you lean on the government to come up with a system that college sports is going to be able to flourish with? And I'll give you an example. My daughters played Division III soccer. Mm-hmm. So their football team does very well. I don't think there's a ton of money in their program.
Right.
They win Division III and then they go to they play Division I lacrosse and they go to the NCAA. There's not a lot of revenue there.
Right.
So everyone listening to us right now, it's not that there's a ton of money in it and the universe making a ton of money over it. Nick Saban's point was, our success in football funds swimming.
Yes.
Funds soccer.
Yeah, that's absolutely
true. Funds, women's basketball, if they're not UConn,
right.
Selling out in Tennessee and South Carolina. So, we were fit, and Lou Holtz said the same thing. He goes, we were supporting the non-revenue sports.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely the case.
And baseball probably doesn't get a ton.
No. Baseball's getting cut in a lot of places. The teams are just getting dissolved. So, this is a problem with so many tentacles. There was one discussion about, let's just take college football and give it its own league and leave all the other conferences in place alone where, so that Rutgers doesn't have to fly to USC to play, et cetera, et cetera. So let's just, football, they have the budget to fly across country. Now, let's raise football off of the normal college athletics landscape. Leave the rest alone. It's an interesting idea and it might be a place to start, but then you'll have college basketball complaining because that, too, is a revenue sport. So it's very, very complicated. It's way above my pay grade. But I do think you need a good variety of voices chiming into this argument, people with a lot of different stakeholders.
You need athletes.
Athletes,
you need
coaches.
You need administrators.
And you need alumni, and not just rich alumni.
Right. Past, maybe the Nikes of the world, the people that are big-time by Gatorade, the big-time sponsors. But I remember the first one that struck me when Jay Wright of Villanova won all those NCAA championships with men's basketball there. He said, oh, yeah, I'm quitting. I see where this is going. I quit. Because they like mentoring. Maybe they had too much power. But when a kid says, I'm not playing, I'm leaving. And Rick Pitino says, you know how many great Louisville teams and Kentucky teams I had? I didn't play my guys for 2 years. Now I got to go play them. They're going to leave.
Yeah.
So it's a tough thing.
It really is a tough thing. And you see it in it really worldwide. Young people, they never go on to college to play their sports. They're going kind of to these professional levels right away. And I see that could be, honestly, the end game here of what ends up happening, that there is a developmental. I think college football is the best developmental league for the NFL. I really do. But I can understand why these kids putting their health on the line, putting their injuries on the line, feel like they need to get something in return.
And just to complicate this a little.
Oh, thank you.
If I looked at Alabama and I saw athletes, not student athletes, I see AAA. I like that they're on campus.
Yeah.
That was the sell.
Yeah.
That these students chose that campus and are playing for that school and that legacy. The minute I see they become, they're getting paid so much, they're multimillionaires, and they're not really going to class. Graduation rates, when's the last time? Suspended for academic reasons. Have we even heard that?
I haven't heard that lately.
Is that even possible?
Yeah.
So if you are going to go this way, understand, part of the sell was I went to that school.
Yeah.
I was in his class or class, Rebecca Lobo in those days. I remember they were one of us, and they just put on a uniform at the end of the day and won and killed it. In a good way. So just understand that we're not going to be coming out. You're not going to get $110,000 for minor league football. Mm-hmm. If you make Michigan minor league football, no thanks.
Yeah, it's so complicated now. And like I said, I think the toothpaste is out of the tube. So unless they say, okay, we're going to have a rule that gets installed 6 years from now. So it's the Wild West for six more years, and then this is happening. So if you high school freshmen know this is coming your way.
I'll take two.
You don't need six?
I don't think, because it would be absolutely insane.
No, it's already insane.
Right, and the players have more power than the coaches. They had zero power.
Yeah.
And the pushback that Lawrence Jones on the set the other day is, really? Why is Nick Saban complaining he's got a $100 million shoe deal? you know, he gets $100 million and he's saying, well, I wish these kids would be like they used to be. They just wanted a role model.
Yeah.
Well, these kids help you get that.
That's exactly. I mean, this is a really tough and complicated. It's a power issue. It's a money issue. It's a pride issue. There's a lot in there that makes it really complicated, Brian.
Michelle Tafoya, when can we see you again?
Anytime. You let me know.
No, I'm the channel. Are you doing Outnumbered?
I'm doing Outnumbered in like an hour, right?
All right,
something
yeah.
like that.
We'll let you take that.
Okay.
Go to Outnumbered and then stay away from Gutfeld. He's nothing but trouble.
I was there last night. It's too late.
Oh, damn. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
People are curious about who we contact for our Fox News surveys. Many think we only reach out to Fox News viewers. That's definitely not the case. The people we interview have no idea it's for Fox. That's because we don't want a chance that it could nudge a respondent to answer questions one way or another. Our goal is to learn how everyone feels about the issues. We also don't contact people who have signed up to take polls. Instead, we use a random sample of voters, which means every voter who has a phone, mostly cell phones but also landlines, has an equal chance of being contacted and sharing their views confidentially. It's how we ensure we get an accurate read of how the whole country truly feels. In fact, to ensure we're reaching everyone, we recently started sending text messages so respondents can complete the survey online as well as phone. If you're curious, go to foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Kat Dealy as Fox's So You Think You Can Dance returns for season 18. On the judges panel are Maxim Shmerkovsky, Comfort Fidoki, and Allison Holker. Dealy said there will be more behind the scenes this time.
We're going to put them in a house, and it's going to be shot a little bit more kind of documentary style. Because the thing was, I always used to get to know all of the dancers really well because we'd be doing rehearsals or they'd come to my house for 4th of July or whatever it was. But the audience at home wouldn't get to know them in that way because there wasn't time on the show. So this season, we're going to see that.
The show is also adding challenges to help prepare dancers for their careers.
Whether that's dancing at a halftime soccer match or going on Broadway or doing videography.
In addition to seeing how talented they are, audiences will really get to know the dancers.
The show must go on. They can dance on broken ankles and split feet. And it's a bit of a metaphor for life.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk. Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Musher Dallas Stevie making history as the first six-time champion in the annual Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race crossed the finish line in Nome, Alaska after 9 days, 2 hours, 16 minutes, and 8 seconds in the wilderness. Overcame a two-hour penalty delay, Casey, for failing to properly gut a moose that he killed on the trail, but he won just over $55,000 for finishing first. Credits his team of dogs for the win.
Excuse me? If you see a moose, you have to gut him?
Well, I guess in the Iditarod, right, we cover all sports. So the man who won, he still won, even though he was penalized 2 hours because he didn't properly gut the moose.
For more on that, let's go to correspondent Eric.
I believe you're allowed to kill the moose if it's a immediate threat to you or your dogs. But then you still have to properly, you know, field dress the body.
What is the proper way once you kill a moose to dress the moose?
Apparently, once they gut it, then rangers will come along and collect the meat, and then they'll pass it out, you know, amongst the community so the animal isn't wasted. So apparently this guy didn't do a very good job gutting his moose kill.
And it cost him 2 hours.
Yeah.
But he still won.
And he still won. So, I mean, number one, who makes up these rules? I mean, I thought instant replay was a leap. How did they, like, figure in proper gutting of a moose should you kill one en route?
I think you need to go to Alaska and find out.
Right. Very interesting. Did the moose attack him? Or was he just in the way? Did he not want to move?
You know, we can do some more research on that. Threatening dogs.
I mean, threatening dogs. Plus, is it a male moose?
Does that matter?
Antlers. Right? Do you know, Eric, do female moose have antlers?
I believe they do.
Oh, there goes that.
Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws with delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Show. Well, Senate would have to pass it. President would have to sign it. There would be court challenges. But if all that goes through and ByteDance does not divest, the principal impact would be on the app stores. So Apple and Google would not be able to distribute new versions of the app. They would not be able to maintain or update it. Eventually, the TikTok on your phone would turn into a brick. People would stop posting. And TikTok would kind of go away. That's what happened in India when they banned it.
So that was Nicholas Thompson of Wired, former editor-in-chief of Wired, I should say. On CBS this morning, Carly Shimkus is here because a lot of people said, Carly, this is the number one issue in America. It's first story in the New York Times, Washington Post. Okay, so how do you ban it? Like, what do you do? And what also I read in the New York Times is that the whole thing with TikTok is they created an algorithm in secret, ByteDance has that allows people, allows them to give you exactly what you want. No one can replicate it. And if they sell it, the algorithm doesn't go with it. So it's just going to be another social media app. And the analogy was, it's like buying a Ferrari without the engine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting. I think that a lot of the news conversation surrounding this topic had to do with sort of that existential threat of China and it being a national security threat and a lot less about the logistics and the practicality of actually banning an app and what that would mean. And that's what that clip talked about, which I was interested in. I talked to Congressman Chris Numworthy. He co-sponsored the bill. He's a Democrat.
Congratulations. You say his last name. I look at that name and I go, I don't even know where to
start. You know, Todd was the one who said it first, and he has many virtues, and one of them is that he is the best prompter reader I've ever experienced in my life. He's like does a ballet dance with his tongue. It's just like this perfect little – anyway, he said it a couple times, and then I had to, and I succeeded, but I was scared. But anyway, I asked him. I said, you know, practically, if – this passes the House, Senate, Biden signs it into law, which I think is also could potentially be a question mark, even though he's saying now, because of youth vote and all that. But what actually happens if ByteDance doesn't divest? Does it just like, does it disappear from your phone? And he didn't totally answer the question, but he did say, and I thought that this was a nice little interesting nugget, that all the information that people have would be stored on a separate app. So I don't know what the separate app would be, but I think that's to calm concerns about losing videos and all of that.
Right. So, there'd be a way to archive it, I guess. So here's what they said. This Nicholas Thompson went on to say this. Cut 21.
Well, it's not just they have the data, it's the ability to influence them, right? You can imagine China saying, we would like the young people in America to have a particular viewpoint, and we're going to push that. In fact, one of the reasons this happened, I think, is because the Biden administration and the Democrats, who were kind of against the TikTok ban when Trump initially proposed it 4 years ago, saw public opinion, particularly among young people, shifting on the conflict between Israel and Hamas. And they blamed TikTok for that. They saw videos praising Osama bin Laden going viral on TikTok, and they said, whoa, is this good for American democracy?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And I also feel like there are very strange bedfellows on this thing where Donald Trump proposed an outright ban of TikTok when he was president. And now he's saying that TikTok is a national security threat, but also raising questions on if this ban should go into effect, because then it could prop up Facebook. And then, you know, and then you have President Biden, whose campaign uses TikTok, but he said that he'd support the ban. I mean, how do you parse through that?
Well,
there were 15. I printed it out. There were 15 Republicans who voted against it. A lot of them are big Trump people, like Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Greg Stubbe. And their concerns are all because it could open the door to government censorship, which I actually do think that I think that there's a legitimate argument.
So it's how you write the bill. But what it should be is this. Just like there were terror nations, we have we put the Houthis back on a terror list. Mm-hmm. Never should have left. I think there's got to be nations that are on a separate list that should be treated differently from France and Norway and England around them. There's no doubt about it. If England came up with this TikTok, no one would have a problem with it. You go, okay, game on. Mm-hmm. Let's make Instagram better, Facebook better. Let's find something else that's going to Snapchat and make it and take a run at it. But it's all about the security. And the fact is, are people concerned enough when the bin Laden thing goes viral? And are you concerned enough with these Palestinians, anti-Semitic words coming out there, when Nasrallah is praising the uncommitted votes in a primary, who is running Hezbollah in Lebanon, mm-hmm. when he comes out and praising the uncommitted votes in Michigan, and you see that this pro-Hamas, this pro-anti-Semitic behavior is out there. Now, why would China care about that? Because it creates derision and division in America.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't bother you, now, if people are on Facebook and they're fomenting this point of view, Americans fomenting this point of view on an American platform, if there's insidious behavior behind it, we can examine it. But when's the last time you knocked on Beijing's door and go, can you give me what are you guys really up to when it comes to this? And when it comes to voting, are we going to allow? I mean, you just saw it. Were you concerned, Carly, that a missive was put out to go and call your congressman if you have TikTok, and they said you couldn't really get onto the app unless you acted first?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That was a big thing. And boy, oh boy, did those young people do what TikTok told them and called their congresspeople. And those congressional offices were flooded with people who've never been, I'm sure many of them have never been politically active before. Social media is so addictive, and TikTok is the most addictive form because all you do is just mindlessly scroll. And to your point about the difference between China and the United States and how China's using this app to undermine the U.S., it's been said before, but it keeps being repeated because it is true, is that TikTok in China is so different. It's an educational tool. And here it's somewhat like Instagram. You know, it's just it's
better, they
social,
say.
It's fashion and, you know, things that people want to see. And it just gets your mind into this, you know, mush that, you know, some of us are all victim to.
So the governments that have taken it off their state and federal devices, Canada, Australia, Great Britain, France, New Zealand. For India, they've outlawed 59 Chinese apps, including TikTok. It's been banned since 2020. They figured out what they're up to. Montana tried to ban it as a state. Texas has banned it on state devices. And many colleges have blocked TikTok on Wi-Fi, but the kids just go to digital. You know, they just go to the digital if they have that subscription. So I guess we're going to see where it goes. I don't know why. I don't know how Chuck Schumer does not bring it up for a vote.
Yeah. Well, what is that conversation going to look like between Joe Biden? This is clearly on his radar, obviously, and Chuck Schumer. And who's going to take the heat? I really wonder if President Biden would sign this. He says he is now. It's kind of easy to say that, but if you think about where he's struggling with the youth vote, and he's billions and billions of dollars to student loan debt to try and buy those votes, and then he's going to ban their favorite thing in the world. And you hear people already saying, like that one person that we've been playing on Fox News that said that if this TikTok ban goes through, it's going to impact how she will vote for the rest of her life.
Right. Yes. And I know. And other people calling up saying they're going to commit suicide.
That's so sad. I don't know. I think it's a nuanced issue. And I do feel bad for the people who actually do make a living off TikTok. And I guess you can diversify, but it's easy to say that. It's easier said than done if you're making your whole living off TikTok.
Here's what Senator Josh Hawley said. Cut 7.
There's a reason that the Chinese Communist Party is so interested in TikTok. If this were owned by an American company or an American individual, group of individuals, that'd be fine. I mean, what needs to happen here is there needs to be a firewall between TikTok and Beijing, because the whole deal is all the information TikTok gets from Americans is available to the Chinese Communist Party. That's the problem. That's why it's a security threat. That's why they want to get into our phones so they can get this information on us. We need to put up a firewall. If they would sell TikTok, that's fine. If they won't sell them, then we're going to have to ban it.
Yeah. And then didn't you say, Brian, that if TikTok or ByteDance, you know, the China people, they're never going to sell that sort of information? Or how did you describe it? You said it in the best way.
So what they said
is, it makes it somewhat impossible to do.
So what they said is the algorithm is located in five separate locations, in Singapore, in Beijing, believe it or not, in a Mountain View, I think California, and I think one other place. So they have this, and they knew it when they created it in 2016. They have a way, it sounds like AI, to anticipate what Carly Shimkus wants. Not Brian Kilmeade. I get my own. You get your own. Now, it seems like those with algorithms are, but not like this. They zero in on exactly what you want. You're able to figure it out almost instantly and give you what you want. And because of that, they also find out more and more about America, about you in particular, and how to play, for example, if you're running for political office. What do the people in Minneapolis really care about? Well, now, not only do I know what Americans care about, I know what every American, 170 million, care about. And I got the profile on them.
Yeah.
And I can manipulate them. So let me see. Let's kill them with fentanyl. Let's find out what they're thinking about emotionally, politically, spiritually, what their interests are. Let's get them that way. Influence who they vote for. Influence what they believe in.
Yeah.
And Taiwan, how many anti-Taiwan stories or pro-Taiwan stories you think are on TikTok? That would be a fascinating look.
Yeah. I think that you just described the issue with TikTok better than any politician ever has.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is Carly in a good mood today? Were you surprised at this?
Brian, would you ever run for office?
Would I ever run for office? I don't know.
Mm.
Would you, if I needed a deputy or a lieutenant governor, would you, if I ran for governor of a state?
Yeah. Are you offering me a job?
Would you run with me? Would you run with me?
As you're running me?
Would you be my Winsome Sears?
Yeah, oh, man. It's the most impressive lady in the world. Absolutely. Right. Yes, I will be your Winsome.
But I don't want to run for an office I got to get rid of in 4 years. I mean, how weird is that?
I know.
You run, you can't even run again.
I know. Isn't that such a strange thing about Virginia? Is that the only state that does that?
Right. We can't be critical about Virginia. We have fantastic affiliates.
That's not a criticism.
Right, I just got to make sure. You're not going to come out against Jefferson, are you? And Madison?
No.
All right.
We're just saying that their opinion of politicians matter so much that they should serve a second term, depending on how they vote.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Oh, it's absolutely a threat to national security. There are three ways it could be used against America's national security interest. One, all of the data. They know where all the users are. They can track individuals. They can track populations. You imagine a conflict with China? How useful would that be? Second, propaganda manipulation. You can imagine just putting a little push on the algorithm so news that's bad for Taiwan gets a little extra amplification. Or third, perhaps most likely, let's just make Americans a little more emotional, a little more angry. And you could do that through the algorithm as well. So there are legitimate national security concerns, and national security hawks are very pro this ban.
So I know you've been covering this, but this story's hitting hyperspeed. That's a solid theory.
Yeah, it is. And now I don't think that I should be your winsome. I think that man should. So I will step down.
You're stepping down?
Yeah. I mean, that was a really good way of phrasing it as well. This type of stuff, though, it's obviously so true. And, we're in somewhat of a Cold War with China right now, which, depending on what happens with Taiwan, could, and God forbid, turn into some sort of hot war. So we got to do this now.
Let's talk about 2024.
Oh, okay.
Robert Kennedy Jr. on with Neil Cavuto on his running mate, cut 27.
I really like Aaron because, our appeal is to young people. We're trying to make sure that young people are participating in the political process, that they have hope for America. We want somebody... The people who have run up the $34 trillion debt, which they're dumping on that generation, are all older people. And we want somebody young who's going to look out for that generation. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is battle-tested.
Your thoughts about this. right before you went on, I looked at CNN. They said Aaron, it was a repeat of Anderson Cooper from last night. Uh-huh. They did 10 minutes. You would think that Aaron Rodgers is the Gilgo serial killer.
Well, yeah, I know. There was a huge hit piece that CNN ran on Aaron Rodgers.
It's unbelievable.
I know. And that's kind of it's ridiculous, right? Because RFK Jr. is not going to be president. I mean, to call him a long shot is great, being gracious.
He's running better than any third party.
Sure. Okay, great. But he's not going to be president. And so then because he mentions Aaron Rodgers, for CNN to take that and say, we're going to destroy this man's life now, is just a seven bridges too far. But, yeah, they're all over Aaron Rodgers. But obviously because of the vaccine stuff, if we're being honest.
And they said that he came out and thought the Sandy killer, those were all actors. I can't wait to see his response to that because I know he likes conspiracy theories, but I don't think in a million years that that's true. But they said they have two people that they know that witnessed it. But now he's brought back in. This guy's trying to get better. He's out in California trying to get back on the field. And RFK, to me, we're talking about it. But he's famous. He's not an unknown guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to say Jesse Ventura.
I know. This whole Aaron Rodgers thing feels very Michelle Obama to me. When people were like trying to make, could Michelle Obama run against Biden and be the Democratic presidential candidate? It's not going to happen.
Do you think it unnerves people that might be leaning towards RFK that he would even put this out there? Then make it seem like a cartoon or reality show?
No, because I bet you he is considering Aaron Rodgers. It just feels a little bit unserious for my taste.
Right.
It's kind of funny. It's like a splashy thing to talk about. But, I mean, RFK Jr., he's been on Fox and Friends before. He's a very nice guy. I actually think that...
You liked him a lot. You talked to him for a long time.
Yeah, I was nervous to approach him. Did you see that? When I was...
Yeah.
I was like, gosh, I get so weird around, like, really
Kennedy's?
Famous people.
Oh.
No, not... I mean, you could lump him in, but I get really shy. It's the only time I'm shy in my life.
Really?
Yeah, like, famous people come on Fox and Friends, I disappear.
Are you afraid they're not going to like you?
Well, there's always just a huge swarm of people around them, and I don't want to be another person. Like, I just don't want to be. I'm like, they have so much attention already. I don't want to add to it and annoy them.
So that's so interesting.
But anyway, I wanted to. What about when you actually interview them?
You can't be intimidated.
No, that's a different capacity because that's work.
So when Christopher Nolan was in. The producer of Oppenheimer, were you there?
I did not go into the green room.
See, I have the other way of going about it.
Well, because you're Brian, so you're the host of the show.
But I assume they wouldn't like me, but I don't care. I really do. I assume, especially since I came here, that most famous people will have an attitude, or they're all in.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I watch you every day. And they'll,
on the down low?
Yeah. But for the most part, I would think people here are like reluctantly, and I don't care. With Christopher Nolan, I just find him endlessly interesting, but I do feel he was watching us. I do feel he did know what was going on.
Like, meaning he watches
Fox
and Friends?
He watched the show, yeah.
Interesting.
Or Fox.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Mark Wahlberg was probably the most famous person that's come on it recently. I wanted to meet him so bad, and I just stayed in my chair
you
upstairs
did not.
Behind the scenes.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
I can't believe
that. Because everybody's taking pictures and, you know.
But
I don't want to add to that and have them be like, oh, another.
Do you ever see those commercials where it says, how to not be like your parents, and LL Cool J goes in to order the cold cuts,
yes,
and he's like,
yes.
Try to act cool around him. It's like, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Are you afraid you'll act uncool?
I don't know. I just get really shy. And, you know, it's the funny thing about that is, and I am not putting my, but if anybody ever comes up to me, I'll talk your ear off. You will be, if you say, hey, I watch Fox, I will talk to you for so long, you're walking down the street and I'm chasing after you.
Right, because you're a nice person.
Well, I just want to be gracious.
Well, how long can you keep that up? I mean, come on, Carly.
Until the end of time.
All right, good. Fox and Friends first, watch that woman.
Please do.
Yeah, and she really enjoys, she likes knowing that you're watching.
Absolutely.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Round.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.